a wet basement? You've got a problem.
Not only are you inviting toxic mold, a flooded foundation can raise serious structural issues.
But here's the good news. Jackhammers and backhoes and other drastic measures are probably not in your future if you read our tips for sealing your basement. Hit MoneyPit.com, click on Ideas and Tips, then click Repair and Improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair question, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I'm calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, Owens Corning, and the Angie app. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects that you'd like to get done around your house. It might be a project that you want to get done, like one to improve your house, or maybe one that you have to get done because if you don't, the roof's going to leak. The heat, the air conditioning is going to stop working. Whatever improvements you have on your to-do list, there's an easy way to move them right over to our to-do list, and that's by reaching out to us with your questions. You can do that a couple of ways. You can go to moneypit.com/ask, click on the blue microphone button, leave your question right there, or you can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, if you are a DIYer and if you have a garage, there's one thing that usually prevents you from using that space year-round: heat. So we're going to share some tips on the best garage heating options to keep that space useful all year long.
And also ahead, big storms can leave a lot of obvious structural damage in their wake, but there also can be hidden damage that turns into big expenses later on. We're going to have some tips on how to check your house for damage, both visible and invisible.
And before winter sets in and the weather starts to get really cold, it's a good idea to clean and store your window screens. So we're going to show you some tricks of the trade to do just that. But first, we want to know what you want to know.
That's right. Let us know what you're working on. Perhaps you're looking for some, you know, fall decor tips or how to spooky up the outside of your house for the Halloween season. Well, whatever it is, we can help out.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. All right, let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Allison in Illinois is on the line, has a question about some gutters. What's going on at your money pit?
Hi, so we just bought our first home, and it's in the city, so it's very close to the house next to us. They're small lots, and so we're probably 5 feet from our neighbors on the south side, and we're hoping to finish our basement, so we're looking into waterproofing that, but we also just have this enormous puddle that happens every time it rains in between the two houses.
Okay.
Which is not in use. But anyway, so giant puddle. I don't actually know if French drain is okay in Chicago. But yeah, just wondering what we can do about that. It's pretty unlevel ground.
So first of all, you mentioned that you're planning to waterproof your basement. If you do this right, you probably won't have to do any further waterproofing of your basement, because when your basements get damp and wet as a result of rainfall and puddles forming around the foundation, that is the source of the leak. So if we can control that, we know that the basement will stay dry. Now, when you have two houses that are close together and there's no place for the water to run, you need to try to do everything you can to kind of manage it. Now, did the roofs on these houses both sort of dump into the space between it? Do they have gutters that are working? What kind of water management is there now?
Sure, yeah. Our gutters do work. We have a lot of trees, so we have to clean them out frequently, but we've done that already. Our neighbor's does not. His gutter goes into the ground, and it's, you can see there's a little hole in the side of one of them, and it's just packed with dirt and leaves.
Okay. Yeah, so that's going to be a problem because your neighbor's going to dump a lot of water in your way. Can you chat with your neighbor about fixing this?
Or diverting it?
I don't even know how you clear out a gutter like that that goes into the ground.
Well, what you do is you basically, it's kind of like Roto-Rooter. You hire a drain cleaner. And essentially what has to happen here is you got to manage this water any way you can. So I would tell you this. I would put oversized gutters on both houses. So instead of a 4-inch gutter, I would put a 6-inch because they clog a lot less frequently. I would try to have the downspouts discharge to the lowest part of the property. And I would extend the downspouts so that the water does not collect around the foundation. Either overgrade or underground, you extend them and get them out.
if I was still collecting water in the space between the two homes, what I would do is I would put a French drain. And basically that's a trench that's, roughly 12 to 18 inches square. And then you put some stone in the bottom of it. You lay a perforated pipe in the stone, and then you put more dirt and stone around it. And essentially what happens is that the water collects in that area, it goes into the pipe, and it runs out. There's a type of French drain that's actually pre-made these days where you don't have to do the whole stone thing. And then you'll find that at home centers where it looks like a plastic perforated pipe, but it's wrapped in a cloth that has what looks like packing peanuts in between the cloth and the pipe itself. And that's sort of the aggregate. And that can go in one piece. But however you do this, you've got to put that drain in. It's got a pitch, so at least about a quarter inch a foot, so that the water that's collecting there can go somewhere. And that's the key. You got to find out where that somewhere is. You know, if it's the backyard, great. If it's the front yard, you might be able to drop it into the street if the town lets you do that. But you got to manage that water. If you don't manage the water, it's going to have no place to go but down, saturate those foundation walls, and it will show up as a leak in both basements potentially. But you can fix this, you know, if you manage the water. If you search on our website, at moneypit.com, about leaky basements, you'll find, if you look at how to solve a leaky basement and stop a basement that floods, you'll find some really good posts that we've done over the years on it. Some of the basement content on the site is some of the most popular that we have. They'll actually walk you through this step by step and just show you all the ways that this causes the floods. Okay?
Okay, great. And there's room for that in between the two houses with, like, the 5 feet.
Oh, that's plenty of room for it. Done it with less.
Okay.
All right? Okay, Allison, good luck with that project.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right, now we've got Nick in Florida on the line who's dealing with a bathroom vanity. Tell us what's going on.
I bought a vanity kit from Home Depot with the bottom and the top. The top's made out of some kind of, looks like artificial marble. And I want to know the best way to attach the top to the base.
So, Nick, I hear you. It can be very confusing because those vanities don't have any way to physically attach the composite top that they come with. But the thing is, they're not really designed, or they don't really need to be solidly attached. So what I would do is this. I'd put the vanity in, get it all level where you want it. Then I would dry fit the top by inserting it down into the vanity and making sure that my pipes for my drain and my supplies are all aligned and can easily go together. Then I'd take it apart one last time, and I would use some adhesive on the top of the vanity edge. And then when you press the top back in place, it'll kind of compress down, it'll dry and seal it. And the last thing you do is to caulk it against the wall. And between the sealant against the wall, the caulk, between the glue and the plumbing connections, you're going to find it's very, very solid and definitely is not going to move. And that's all you'll need.
You are tuned to The Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead of a big storm passes through, it's not always easy to spot the damage that it's caused. We're going to share tips for finding hidden damage that could turn into big expense later on when The Money Pit returns. Now's a great time to save even more on remodeling your kitchen or bathroom. Projects like new countertops deliver a high return on investment and they look great. But installing granite can be expensive. That's why I recently picked the Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit from our friends at Deich Coatings. Luxrock is real stone. It spreads easily over existing countertops or other hard surfaces, transforming them into a new smooth stone surface that looks and performs just like real granite. The project is as easy as painting, but it's not paint. It's a premium real stone surface you can add right over your existing countertop in a single weekend. Each Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kit contains everything you need to cover up to 40 square feet. Normally only $299, the kit is on sale now through December 25th for just $249 at DeichCoatings.com. That's DIACH Coatings.com.
We've been telling you about SunTouch floor warming, and with winter around the corner, now is the perfect time to install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and start enjoying warm floors for just pennies a day.
And now with the SunStat Connect Plus thermostat, you can remotely access and control your floor heating system from anywhere, as well as with Alexa and Hey Google. Installing a SunTouch floor warming system is fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro.
So choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Wake up! It's time to stop dreaming about new floors and start heading to LL Flooring's Dream Floor event. It's the biggest sale of the year on floors that are in style, in stock, and in your budget. With up to 25% off more than 300 styles, there's never been a better time to get new floors. Whether you've been dreaming of waterproof or hardwood flooring, it's time to make it a reality. This sale ends October 18th, so hurry in today for the Dream Floor event at LL Flooring, your experts from inspiration to installation.
Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Edenpure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit, home improvement show where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you enjoy this radio show, we think you're definitely going to enjoy our podcast, too. You can find it at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Now we've got Shen, who needs some help tiling a concrete wall. What's going on?
Hi there. Calling from New Hampshire. I have a staircase that goes from a garage up into the living area. And at the bottom garage level of the staircase, there are poured cement walls that I would like to cover with tile. And I am wondering the best way to prep this surface, both to keep out moisture and to accept the tiles that I would like to put on.
So, Shan, a couple of things come to mind. First of all, because you're seeing signs of moisture there, I would take steps to try to reduce that. And it's almost always caused by a problem with gutters being overflowing with leaves and getting clogged up, or downspouts that are dumping water near the wall, or soil that's just sort of sitting there and not allowing water to run away. It could be reversed back into the wall, or you could have, I don't know, a walkway in there or some bricks in there that's holding water against the wall. So basically, you want to move water away from that foundation. In terms of tiling, yes, definitely could tile over those foundation walls. There's one important step that you may not be aware of that I would recommend, and it's called an uncoupling membrane. It's basically a waterproof membrane that would be adhered to the wall, and the tile would be adhered to that. And by doing that, if there's any differential movement, which always happens between the tile and the wall itself, it won't crack the tile and cause them to pop off. So definitely a project that you could do. Of course, you have to have the right materials, like the membrane that I talked about, and the right adhesives, which are going to be rated for all that. I would take a look at a product called Ditra, D-I-T-R-A. It's made by Schluter, S-C-H-L-U-T-E-R. They're a company that specializes in these types of waterproofing membranes. And use a product like that in between the tile and the wall, and you should be good to go.
Now we've got Andrew on the line who's looking to relax in style in a hot tub this cool season. Tell us about it.
I'm looking to build a ground level floating deck off the back of my house in order to put an inflatable hot tub on it. And I was curious if Trex decking is good for that, or if I'd have better luck with a traditional pressure treated. And is there any other special reinforcements I should do to hold the extra weight of something like a hot tub?
Well, I think it's interesting here. You can potentially have both building materials. You need to, really, because the wood is the structure that holds the decking up, and the top of it that you see that's decorative and lovely would be the Trex. And, of course, that's a great material to use for a deck, especially a deck with a hot tub, because it's not going to wear, it's not going to fade, it's going to really stand up to, you know, all of the things that go along with the hot tub, the extra water, the moisture, the heat, all of it. That said, do you need extra support? I think that depends, right, Tom?
I think absolutely you need extra support. You know, hot tubs are super heavy. It's not so much the tub that's heavy, it's the water. You know,
it's the water.
Yeah, it's right. If you have a hot tub you have inflatable hot tubs, I think they go up to about 6 people. That is about 2,400 pounds of water, because it's like 8 pounds per gallon. And if you do the math, that's going to end up being, you know, 2,400 pounds. That's over a ton of water weight. So you need to build that deck to hold that. And a traditional deck built to hold just the decking is not going to do it. So you have to really, really, really beef that up. The other option, too, is to not build the deck for the tub, but build the deck around the tub and then use like a patio to hold the deck, which would be supportive too. But like you said, Leslie, you can definitely use Trex on the decking surface itself, on the railing surface. It's beautiful, it's durable, it's going to stand up to all that water. But in terms of the structure, you got to build it sturdy and you got to build that out of pressure treated.
All right, and you got to enjoy it too. Well, major weather events like hurricanes and severe storms leave a lot of obvious structural damage in their wake, but there can also be hidden damage that turns into big expenses later on. So first of all, let's talk about your foundation. Now, heavy accumulations of water can definitely cause a home's foundation to weaken and then fail, so you want to check yours carefully along both the outdoor and the indoor walls, and you should be looking for areas that are cracked or bulging. If something just doesn't seem right, check it out.
Now, next, you want to identify any flooded electrical fixtures. Anything that's been underwater definitely needs to be replaced. So we're talking about outlets, appliances, major system machinery like your furnace. Contaminants in the water can damage any sensitive components, and that can definitely lead to malfunctions and electrical fires. So if it got wet, it's got to go.
All right, next up, high winds. Now, these winds can also take quite a toll on the outer skin of your home and then leave damage in a lot of areas. So you want to check out every side of your house from the ground and check for loose siding, metal trim and soffits that are, you know, bent, missing, whatever, and give special attention to your roof, too, because driving rain can push up and go underneath roofing shingles and then cause a leak. You want to also look for loose flashing around your chimney, maybe a plumbing vent. Those things can also lead to problems down the road.
Now, when it comes to some of these post-storm repairs, there are many you can handle on your own, but for bigger and more pervasive problems, especially if they require specialized skills like electrical or plumbing, it's definitely best to call in the pros.
All right, we've got Janet on the line who's dealing with some insulation issues. What's going on?
I have a side entrance on my home that was sort of an add-on area that is not well insulated. Am I better to find some sort of insulation to go up under this add-on, or should I pull the linoleum flooring up and the plywood underneath and insulate and then put the flooring back on?
So, Janet, it sounds to me from your question like you have the ability to get underneath that floor without tearing it up. That would be optimal if that's the case. So I'm going to presume it's over a crawl space. And if that's the situation, you do want to insert insulation in between the floor joists, but you do it from the underside. Tearing the floor out from the top when you can get in an easier way would not make any sense. So I would insulate that floor, but I also would make sure I'm checking the ceiling above. If there's an attic space above that, that ought to be insulated. And then thirdly, you can do the walls, making sure you're sealing out any gaps that may be forming around there. Generally, the most important thing to insulate in any area is ceiling first, then followed by floors, then followed by walls. That's for a couple of reasons. First of all, heat rises. Floors are generally easy to insulate, and walls not so much, but there are other ways to try to seal out some of the sources of energy loss in those spaces that are easier than taking the walls apart from the inside.
All right, we've got Gonzalo on the line who's looking for some help with a basement ceiling.
So my fall and winter project will be to revamp our basement. I'm going to start with the ceilings. Right now we have the old school drop tile ceilings, which we're not fond of, and we're not looking to put in the newer stylized drop tile ceilings either. So far, my idea has been to put drywall, to drywall the ceiling. However, my wife is really trying to convince me to not put anything and just leave the wood exposed.
All right, yeah, basement ceilings can be tough because, you know, you're given limited height. You kind of want to finish off the space, and there's lots of things potentially that you need to hide in a basement ceiling, plumbing, electrical, wiring, all that kind of stuff. So a couple of things. You can tidy up the wiring that's in there, maybe tuck it against those beams and paint the ceiling if you just want to leave it as is. But, I mean, you say no to a drop ceiling. Drop ceilings can be beautiful. Perhaps you haven't taken a good look at them lately, and maybe if you and your wife were to look at these together, there's a lot of options. I mean, yes, you're dealing with the framework of a drop ceiling, but the tiles that go into them, they can have a coffered style. They can have sort of a tin look. They can have all kinds of looks that feel like a constructed and finished space. So I wouldn't poo-poo that idea yet. I'd kind of take a look again. I mean, basements are tough, and you want to make it a usable space, so really think about ways that you could finish it. If you've got the height to put in the drop ceiling, then I definitely think it's a great option.
Mike in Arkansas is on the line with a flooring question. What can we do for you?
Okay, yes. I decided to replace my carpet and ceramic tile throughout the house, with the exception of the bedrooms. Now I went with luxury vinyl plank. Now the bottoms of my door casings, I have about anywhere from a quarter inch to almost an inch gap, especially the areas that I had to use backer board for the ceramic tile. So how can I close that gap and make it look good?
So the trim, there's a gap between the bottom of the trim and the top of the floor?
Yes.
Okay. There's a type of accent piece for trim. It's called a plith block, P-L-I-T-H, plith block. And it's kind of like a square block that you can put at the bottom of the casing, and it's a little bit wider than the casing. And it looks, if you do it right, it looks like it always was supposed to be there. You know what I mean, Leslie?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're really made to look like they were intentional, if you will.
And it's called a plith block.
P-L-I-T-H, yeah, plith block.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I think that'll solve it for you.
Yeah, sometimes they're called rosettes.
All right. I will give that a try. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us at the Money Pit. Coming up, if you're a DIYer and you've got a garage, there's one thing that usually prevents you from using that space year-round. Talking about heat. We're going to share some tips on garage heating options that can keep that space useful year-round next.
You live in a body pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
The Society of Animal Artists 62nd Annual Art and the Animal Exhibition is now at Turtle Bay Museum, featuring art in various media from artists around the world. Art and the Animal at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Spooktacular savings going on now at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive, where they offer free estimates and are about 30% less than the national average. Mako also works with most major insurance companies. So whether it's a dent or a ding, a minor fender bender, or a full body repair and paint job, Mako has you covered. Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Whether it's harvest theme or Halloween, decorate your home for the fall with Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture with vintage holiday decor. There's lots of Halloween decorations to choose from, plus clothing and costume jewelry, including earrings, necklaces, pins, and rings. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
It's that time of year again for the Sundial Riffle Raffle. A tradition for over 30 years, the raffle has always been about our kids. And this year, we're not ducking out. Over $5 million has been raised for substance abuse prevention and youth development. And the Sundial Riffle Raffle is ready to raise more. The grand prize winner of the raffle will receive $10,000 cash. And second place will receive a houseboat vacation. Enter today at sundialriffleraffle.com and continue supporting our kids.
Shasta Regional Medical Center presents Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum, now through January 29th. This highly interactive museum exhibition explores the science of the human body, great for all ages. Magnificent Me at Turtle Bay Museum. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Fall is a time for lots of projects around your house, both inside and out. If you need some advice to get them done, reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Sherry on the line, who lives in a very rural area and is looking for some help with a home security system.
I'm interested in buying a burglar alarm or some kind of security system for my house. I live in a rural area, so I'm not sure if that makes any difference in the choices that I would have to have installed.
I would say, you know, first, how's your Wi-Fi connection? I mean, if you've got solid Wi-Fi, you can pretty much have any of these home security systems, Sentinel, Nest, any of them. It's interesting because, you know, so many of these you can do yourself, but they do require a very strong Wi-Fi signal. So that is really going to determine what and how we can do for you.
Yeah, and
if you have a Wi-Fi connection and the Wi-Fi goes down, there's also systems that have like a cell phone dialer backup. So you're really never without that connection to a monitoring center. Now, speaking of monitoring, I have the Deep Sentinel cameras, and the reason I like those is because they're actually monitored 24/7 by security people. And so they're pretty affordable, and surprisingly affordable. Even the monthly service fee is, and I love the fact that there's somebody there sort of watching our property even though we're not there. I mean, the fact that you've got everything's internet-based now has really changed the whole game in home security. You can pretty much put in any system, so just choose one that has the features and the benefits that you're looking for, and you'll be good to go.
Well, if you're an avid DIYer and you happen to have a garage, you can bet there are a lot of projects that get worked on in that space. But in the winter, that gets tougher as the garage is the one place under your roof which is not heated.
Yeah, the garage is definitely the great untapped space for like a workshop or a hobby area or a lot of other things. But heat is all that really stands between using that space year-round and not. So adding garage heat, pretty popular project, especially this time of year. And there are a few options to consider, so let's walk you through it. First up, forced air garage heaters. Now, these are great because they deliver instant heat just like a regular furnace, and they can be sized for any size garage or space and any temperature swing. You know, if you live in the north, you're going to have a much colder space to heat than if you live in the south. Now, they work a lot like your house furnace. They heat the air, and then they use a fan to distribute that warm air throughout the space. They do need a gas line, though, and an outlet, and they should usually be mounted up high, like in a corner, and blow downward. Now, they come in a variety of sizes, but a good rule of thumb is this. For a two-car garage, you need about a 45,000 BTU unit, and for a three-car garage, you need a 60,000 BTU unit. And by the way, those are big numbers. When you think about the size of a furnace, the average furnace for a house is going to be under 100,000 BTUs. So you're talking about like 50, 60% of what you need to heat in the entire house. So this is something that you do need that much power, but you're not going to use it a lot because it gets pretty expensive.
Yeah, now there's also infrared garage heaters. That's another option. And these radiate the heat rather than use a conventional blower fan. Now, they work well when you're only looking to heat a specific area as opposed to an enclosed space. Infrared heaters heat an object first rather than the air, and they can provide uniform and consistent heating rather than dissipating the heat associated with blower fans. Now, Tom, aside from adding the heat, I mean, these rooms might not be well insulated to begin with, so is it a good idea to even just start there and check?
Well, definitely. I mean, you have to know that the only wall that's required to be insulated is going to be the wall between the house and the garage. If you got a detached garage, of course, you're going to have no insulation. And sometimes, even when you have an attached garage, I've seen builders that will drywall the exterior walls of the garage, and you just don't know that there's no insulation inside of that. So you got to check. And the other thing that you can do is you can beef up your garage door. Now, most are not insulated, but you can add foam panels to inside the door. You can glue foam panels, cut them to fit, and add them to the inside of the door. They don't add much weight, and they definitely will warm up that door. And then check the weather stripping around the outside. These are things that you can improve at a very, very marginal cost.
Steve in Hawaii, aloha. Welcome to the Money Pit.
We've got this really nice travertine tile in our kitchen and some other parts of our home, too, but the kitchen is primarily the part that I'm bothered by. And you can see spots where things have spilled. Drops of whatever. I think lemon juice happened was one of the cases. You look at the tile, it's very nice, but if you look at it from an angle, you can see the gloss, except for these random spots about the size of a nickel that are no longer glossy, where something has spilled and basically taken the gloss off. And I wonder if there's some product or some treatment that I can do to the floor to restore the gloss to make it look like it's a nice new floor again, or at least look better than how it looks now.
Right. Well, I mean, certainly marble does need a lot more maintenance than most other surfaces. Even though people think it's really durable, it really does need cleaning and sealing and that sort of thing. Now, if you have a professional do it, they're going to come in, they're going to buff it, and it's going to look, you know, beautiful. But there are some do-it-yourself products. One of the most common manufacturers in that line is called Stone Care. And they have a number of cleaners and sealers and polishes that are designed for travertine. So I think that's a good place to start. Take a look at stonecare.com. I'm sure their products are pretty widely distributed, and I think you might find the solution there.
So do I want a sealer or a cleaner? What product am I looking for?
Well, you have cleaners, you have polish, and you have sealers, right? And it really depends on the condition of the marble. I would certainly start with a cleaner. And if you're seeing a lot of where you think the pores are really opened up, then you might want to add a sealer and then polish on top of that. But it's kind of a multi-step process, and it is a lot of work. And that's why a lot of times these solid stone, even countertops, that folks get and think that it's kind of a one-and-done thing, they're just, like, sorely disappointed, especially the first time they spill, you know, coffee or tomato juice and have a stain to deal with.
Yeah. Okay. We'll give it a try. Thanks
Good
for
luck.
Your advice.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit, helping you make your home absolutely stunning for the upcoming holiday season. So give us a call and let us know how we can lend a hand. Up next, the best way to clean and store your window screens for the winter. Because believe it or not, the cold weather's a-coming, and we want you to get the outside of your house buttoned up before it does. So stick around.
You live in a money pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof. But if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Edenpure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200. Plus, the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, E-D-E-N, PureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're here to get all your home projects done well. From repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you book and pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, which covers your project up to the full purchase price. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Properly insulating your home is one of the best ways to not only save on heating and cooling bills, but it makes sure your home is draft-free and comfortable.
That's right. And when insulating, you want to make sure you use the right product for the job and to install it properly to get all the benefits.
Now, I remember you insulated your entire first floor from the basement last year. That 130-year-old house of yours could not have been easy to work on.
Well, it would have been a challenge, but I chose Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus from Owens Corning. Thermofiber is a mineral wool material that was perfect. It's designed to provide excellent thermal insulation, but it's also fire and moisture resistant, and it controls noise.
Now, knowing it's fire and moisture resistant and controls noise, I mean, I can think of a lot of places that I would use Thermofiber Fire and SoundGuard in my house.
And it's made by Owens Corning, so you know it's a quality product. You can find Thermofiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus and any of the Owens Corning insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores or on HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of LuxRock solid surface granite countertop kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on this weekend? It's the lovely fall weather, and you can tackle so many projects. So if you've got nothing to work on, call us. We'll tell you what you can be working on. And if you've got a project, let us know what it is. We want to hear all about it. We want to lend you a hand. And we want you to brag a little bit, so give us a call.
And remember, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. Grab yours free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Lynn in Arkansas is on the line and needs some help with the chimney. What can we do for you?
Well, I have a 1980s brick fireplace. It is surrounded by library paneling, so the brick surface area is just the hearth and a row of bricks on either side of the fireplace, and perhaps two rows of bricks above the fireplace until it meets the mantle, right, and then library paneling from there up. I want to give it a facade, and I thought about stuccoing it or plaster of Paris or perhaps tiling it. I want to attempt to do this myself, and I didn't know if I was overstepping my boundaries.
Leslie, I think the tiling is kind of a cool idea because that would be very attractive on a fireplace. I like that a lot better than stuccoing it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I even like, outside of tiling, you can face it with marble or a granite, and that can really look beautiful, and you can do that in a fuller sheet. They almost do it in three pieces, and that looks stunning. You can also do it in a faux stone, so it looks like a ledge stone or a river rock. You know, that really gives it some characteristic. I mean, it's gorgeous that way.
Could this go directly on top of the brick, or would I need to prep the brick? I imagine I would need to seal the brick grout lines to make it a smooth finish, perhaps.
No, because the tile could pretty much go over that.
Right, and you're adhesive.
It might be a little tricky. Yeah, you would adhere it right to the brick. It might be a little tricky on the grout, but I don't think you have to put any kind of sheathing over it or anything like that.
Okay,
I mean,
cool. Very
I
good.
Wouldn't. I think your adhesive is going to be enough. The only instance is if you had like a super uneven surface. Like I had a very old fireplace that the surface was, it almost was like a coral, but it was like this old cement stucco that looked like coral that was all uneven. And I put, you know, a cement board over that just to give me a level playing field. But if you've got an even surface, I think that's the way to go.
Wonderful. Okay, I'm going to try this.
Well, before the winter sets in and the weather begins to get colder, it's a good idea to take some time right now to clean and store your window screens. Don't leave them in all year long because you're going to wear them out sooner than you have to. If you think about the fact that they battle those elements all summer, you need to treat them very, very gently because sometimes they get a bit weak, especially if the UV has deteriorated the screening material. So treat them very carefully, but get them out and get them clean. Now, here's how to do just that.
Yeah, first of all, you want to remove the screens. Don't try cleaning them while they're in place. Then go ahead and lay them on a flat surface like your driveway. And you can use a mild soap and water combo with a soft bristled brush to remove that dirt and grime. You want to clean both sides of the window screen and then around the interior and exterior of the frame. Then rinse off the window screens with lukewarm water.
Now, make sure you allow the window screen to dry completely before replacing in the window. And don't even think about using a pressure washer on something like this, because all you're going to do is poke holes in them, and you could really damage them as a result.
Yeah, now you can go ahead and put the screens back in, or if you prefer, you can store the screens during the winter months. If you do store them, you want to keep them upright or flat, but don't kind of lean them against anything, and definitely do not put anything on top of them, because they are delicate.
And if you're dropping storm windows into place to keep cold air out, now's a good time to clean those windows, lubricate the tracks, and for all windows, check the exterior spaces between the trim and the siding. If you see cracks or gaps, re-caulk them as needed to keep the drafts away.
Let's welcome Tim, who's got a noise issue. What's going on?
I'm going to be putting down luxury vinyl flooring in my house. I live in a house that has a cement slab. What we're going to do is we're going to buy the vinyl flooring that has the sound dampener on the back already. We'd like to know if we need to put down an additional sound barrier on top of the cement floor before we put the vinyl flooring down. Is it recommended, or is it even needed at all?
So, Leslie, I don't think he needs any type of a sound deadener because he's putting it down on concrete, right?
I mean, what kind of sound is he trying to deaden? It's kind of
Right.
It's kind of already encased in there.
Unless something's going on underneath that concrete slab. Yeah. I mean, the only thing, first of all, I do think it's a good idea to use the padding that's built into the luxury vinyl plank itself. It makes it a softer floor to walk on. And also, sometimes people complain that they hear like a clicking when they walk on it as the panels start to loosen up over time. And you don't really hear that when you have the padding attached. So I don't think you need any type of additional soundproofing in that space. I think what comes on the floor itself is all you're going to need.
All right. I think you're right. I mean, that should do a great job of keeping it quiet and keeping it really nice looking. Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit, coming to you from the Angie Studio. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. So download the Angie app today. Coming up, you got a project you're thinking about tackling, but maybe there's a wall kind of standing in your way? Well, don't knock it down just yet, because maybe it's load-bearing. We're going to tell you how to figure that out next.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Redding Electric Utility and City of Redding staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Redding with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at RiverviewGolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Ceiling. But remember, no matter if you have to replace it or you're just scraping off that old paint, it's really important to use that primer coat. If you don't, you will be sad because you will find that those stains will come right back through all over again.
All right, now we've got one from Peter in Florida who says, is there a simple way to tell if a wall is load-bearing, or do I have to find the blueprints to my home?
Yeah, that's an interesting question. You certainly don't need to have your blueprints, and I'm not even sure your blueprints would be clear enough if for the average person to understand in terms of the load-bearing capacity of all the different members. So I would tell you this in generally speaking. If you have a house that is in the shape of a rectangle like most are, so it could be a two-story colonial, it could be a ranch, typically the load-bearing wall goes down the center of the building and is parallel with the front and the rear walls. Not always, though. Typically, that's the case. And if you're going to do some work in that wall, you can do some work in it. You can open it up. You can put larger archways in and that sort of thing. You can even have a flush ceiling that's all the way across the top. You do have to figure out another way to support whatever it was carrying. And that's entirely possible. In fact, you know, there's a lot of tricks and techniques to do that. So, for example, if I wanted to replace a load-bearing wall or open up a load-bearing wall, I would build a temporary wall on both sides of it to support whatever's above it. And then you, with that in place, you can take apart the load-bearing portion. You would be inserting a new beam where you took out the portions of the wall that you don't want to carry that load. And that's all going to be specified by an architect or an engineer. And then you re-drywall and you're pretty much good to go. So is that an easy thing for a homeowner to do? Well, certainly not the repair, but getting a rough idea of whether or not it's load bearing, I could tell you that's kind of a rule of thumb, but again, not always. Typically parallel with the front and rear walls, but not always.
All right, Peter, I hope that helps you out because definitely this is not a mistake that you want to make, but there are ways around it. So hopefully you figure it out. Good luck with your project.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on a beautiful fall weekend. We hope you're enjoying the weather in your part of the country, and it's usually good to take on all sorts of projects. Now, we're just about out of time, but we want to remind you, if you've got a project that you're stuck on or one that you're thinking about doing and don't know where to begin, begin with us. We are here to help. You can reach us anytime at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions to moneypit.com/ask. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440.
800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Redding Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advance Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
As well as precision-guided artillery pieces. The announcement follows Russian attacks on civilian populations earlier in the week and is designed to bolster a Ukrainian counteroffensive that in recent weeks has yielded large territorial gains. The Pentagon has also said it's looking to bolster Ukraine's air defences and in the next few weeks is expected to deliver sophisticated anti-aircraft systems to help counter attacks by Russian missiles.
Townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Three climate activists appeared in a London court on charges of criminal damage after throwing soup over Vincent van Gogh's Sunflowers painting in the National Gallery.
Two women aged 20 and 21 were charged in relation to the soup-thrown protest on Friday, while a third was charged over paint sprayed on a rotating sign at the Metropolitan Police's headquarters in central London. The three women pleaded not guilty to criminal damage at the Westminster Magistrates' Court during the two brief hearings. Demonstrators from climate change protest groups Extinction Rebellion and Just Stop Oil staged a series of protests in London on Friday. Zaria Shakili, London.
According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of regular gas as of this morning was $3.89 a gallon. More news and analysis at townhall.com. Schools all across the South grappling already with teacher vacancies.
And many are turning to candidates without teaching certificates or formal training. Alabama administrators increasingly hire educators with emergency certifications, often in low-income and majority black neighborhoods. Texas, meanwhile, allowed about 1 in 5 new teachers to sidestep certification last school year. Decisions to put a teacher without traditional training in charge of a classroom involve weighing the trade-offs. Is it better to hire these candidates even if they aren't fully prepared or leave children in classes that are crowded or led by substitutes? John Scott reporting.
The Federal Labor Board scheduled a November 2nd vote on a petition from Home Depot workers in Philadelphia to form what could be the first store-wide union at the world's largest home improvement retailer. Votes will be counted on November 5th. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Are just plain dumb. They're designed to keep your water hot whether you need it or not.
And that can mean lots of wasted energy. But there's a quick fix that's easy and inexpensive.
Read how to install a water heater blanket when you hit moneypit.com. Just click on ideas and tips, then click repair and improve.
And for answers to any home improvement or home repair questions, give us a call right now. 888-MONEYPIT. 888-666-3974.
The Money Pit is presented by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, Owens Corning, and the Angie app. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here for one thing and one thing only. What's that, Leslie?
Home improvement fun?
Yeah, that's true. Home improvement fun. Home improvement, I think of it as home improvement adventure. Because, you know, you start your adventures with a good plan, but it doesn't always work out exactly like you thought it would, but that's not always bad either. So if you are in the midst of a home improvement adventure of your own and you need some help, we could be your adventure guides, your coaches, your counselors, your therapist, if that's necessary, and sometimes it is. We would love to help you get your projects done. But help yourself first by reaching out to us with your home improvement questions. The number here, 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions to moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, now that fall is well underway, you might be thinking it's a bit late to start planning some ways to make your home more efficient and comfortable, but the Department of Energy says it's not and recommends three simple steps to make a big difference and prep your house for the coming chilly season ahead. We'll share those tips in just a bit.
And fall is the perfect time to beef up your insulation. But if you'd also like your home to be more sound and fire resistant at the same time, there's a new insulation product that offers all these benefits and more. We're going to share those details just ahead.
And with the chilly weather setting in, do you have one room in your house that just never seems to get warm? Well, infrared space heating might be the solution. We're going to tell you how to shop for a heater that can supplement your whole home heat and reduce your overall utility expense.
All right, but first, what are you guys working on? Tell us. We want to hear all about all of your autumn projects that are going on at your Money Pit. Are you getting ready for guests that are coming for the big holiday season now that we're all really gathering? Maybe your home is just on display for the first time in a while, or perhaps you're getting the outside all buttoned up for that winter weather. Well, whatever it is, give us a call so we can lend a hand.
The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974. Leslie, who's first?
George in Texas is on the line with a driveway question. What can we do for you today?
Well, I was wondering about some fairly big cracks in my concrete driveway. Anything to do with that?
So are these new cracks, George, or have they been there for a while?
Yeah, they've been there for a while. The concrete's probably 40 years old.
Okay. How wide are the cracks? How far open are they?
Maybe a half inch.
Two things. Number one, you can repair these, and QuickCrete makes a number of products that can help. But one thing that you want to do is, because the cracks are so wide, is you're going to have to insert what's called a backer rod in there first, which is like a very small foam tube. And you press that down until it's about a half inch below the surface, or maybe 3/8 of an inch below the surface. And then you can use a flowable urethane caulk on top of that. And the reason you're putting the backer rod in there is so that you don't lose a lot of the joint sealing material down, all the way down to the ground. And once you do this, and if you do it right, then that seal will expand and contract and it won't crack again. Okay, so you stuff the crack with a backer rod, and then you repair it with a urethane sealant.
Okay, what is it I'm putting first in the crack?
It's called a backer rod. It's like a foam tube.
Oh, okay.
It's like a styrofoam tube. It comes in different diameters, just to fill the gap.
I see, okay. And then all those smaller ones, just don't do that. Put the second item in there.
And then you apply the flowable urethane, okay? And that ought to do it.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Donna in Georgia's on the line is having an issue with a phone line. What's going on?
Oh, boy, am I ever. I'm hoping this won't turn into more of my money pit. We've moved recently into a new home. We have four phones. They all work. We've tested them at other people's houses. Two of them work. One will ring, one won't. They both have dial tones. The other two phones don't work unless we pick up the main phones, the first two that work. If they work, then you can pick up the other one and talk. But if I hang this one up, the other ones are cut off. We've talked to people. The phone company says their lines are fine. We know our phones work because they work at other people's houses out of town. What the heck is going on? We're afraid we're going to have this huge in-wall rewiring problem.
So these phones, this is a traditional copper-wired system that you're using?
It should be traditional copper wired. The phone company, when they opened up the wall plugs, they were all over the place. Some of them were never even connected. But of those that were connected, he said all phones should work. Either way, they're wired. But they had to flip the wiring to get the two that are working to work. But it's traditional in the wall copper wiring.
And these phones that you have, they're older phones or they're newer phones? Where did they come from?
Yeah. They're older phones. We've had them for years that work just fine. And like I said, two of them are working, and we brought the other two that weren't working to our friends, and they worked fine at her house. So it's not the phone.
Yeah. What if you switched positions in the house with the phones? Does that change anything?
We've tried all the phones in different locations in the house, and it doesn't change. The only time the other ones will work is if they're plugged into just these two lines that work. The other lines, all of the phone plugs in the house don't work for any of them.
Are these typical, are these handset phones, or are they phones that hang on the wall?
These are handset. Some of them you can hook them on a wall if you want to, but they're regular handsets.
So you know what I would do? Here's what I would do. I would go out and I would buy four phones, four brand new phones, and because you could take them back, right? And I would plug four brand new, decent quality phones into these jacks and see what happens. If they all work, it's the phones, okay? If they don't work, it's the wiring. And you'll know what you have to do.
My biggest problem with the new phones is they're all so digital, and you have to go through layers of programming to do, identify my pre-programmed push buttons. Right now I just have to push one button, and I've got the name next to it, and I'm not real tech savvy, and I don't like to have to go through a bunch of computer crap just to be able to find the buttons for the people. I don't like the new phones. I'd really like to find some good old-fashioned ones.
I feel your pain on all the programming, but I'm not telling you to get anything more complicated than a very, very basic phone. I mean, you can get – there's a phone that was made popular by AT&T called a Trimline phone. It's really common. The buttons are in the handset, and you have the base. You plug it in with one wire. They're about $10 a piece on Amazon, I'm sure. Probably even have free shipping. So I would pick up some very basic, reliable phones like that, plug them in, and see what happens. If, like I said, if the phones work, then you know it's the wiring. If they don't work, or they work the same way that your older phones work, then you know where you're at.
Could it be split wires in the house where they took a single wire and split it, or took two wires and connected them? I've heard possibilities like that, so that they're operating.
Yeah, it's possible. But here's the thing: do you want to spend $250 to have an electrician trace all this down, or do you want to spend $40 on four basic phones. And then when the basic phones work the same as the old phones, you can call the phone company back and say, hey, you fix it, you know, and be done with it. So, yeah, it could be all those things. But I think you're wasting a lot of energy trying to figure out or diagnose this when there's a really simple solution. Get some different phones, plug them in, see what happens, and then you'll know
what to
do.
I'll try to find those online. That's a good idea because we can't find them in, you know, any of the big stores.
They're on Amazon. I mean, you know, you can buy them on Amazon. If you have Amazon Prime, the shipping's free. Okay?
Yeah, we'll try that. Thank you so much.
All right, look for the trim line. You'll see what I'm talking about.
It's called
a trim line corded phone. All right, thank you. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. I guess it's a good thing she actually was able to call us.
Right. I'm like, how did she call us then?
Yeah.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, the Department of Energy says three simple steps can help make sure your home is ready for the cold. We'll share those tips when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
A well-insulated home can make a real difference in your heating and cooling bills, but also in your comfort level.
That's right. Even if the thermostat says that your house is warm, a cool draft or cold floors can make you feel uncomfortable.
Our friends at Owens Corning produce some of the most innovative and high-quality insulating products on the market. I'm especially impressed with their pink next-gen fiberglass insulation.
That's the product that you tricked me into thinking was cotton balls last year. I still cannot believe how soft and strong it was. I mean, it was amazing, and it wasn't itchy after working on it at all.
Right. Pink next-gen fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning is made with advanced fiber technology. It feels as soft as cotton, so it's not itchy or scratchy to handle, but it's also strong and much easier to install. It just slides right into the wall and expands to fit snugly in place.
You can find Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation and other great Owens Corning Insulation products at Home Depot and Lowe's stores, or visit HomeDepot.com or Lowe's.com. Angie's List is now Angie, and they're here to get all your home projects done well, from repair to remodel and landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you book and pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, which covers your project up to the full purchase price. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the EdenPure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The EdenPure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The EdenPure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, E-D-E-N, PureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living.
We've been telling you about SunTouch floor warming, and with winter around the corner, now is the perfect time to install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and start enjoying warm floors for just pennies a day.
And now with the SunStat Connect Plus thermostat, you can remotely access and control your floor heating system from anywhere, as well as with Alexa and Hey Google. Installing a SunTouch floor warming system is fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro.
So choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? If you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. You're going to get a ton of ideas, and best of all, you can grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Kevin in North Dakota is on the line. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a problem in the basement. I had some people come out. I had a a drain in the basement that backs up. Comes from the sink and the laundry, and they fall in play when they went into the line, and they said it have to bust up the tile and the concrete and get to that pipe. Is that the only option?
The drain that you're trying to get to is for the laundry and the sink. What actually is draining into that pipe?
Both the laundry, the washer, and the upstairs sink.
Okay. Where does the rest of the waste from the house plumbing system drain out? In particular, is there another drain pipe there, even if it's up higher?
Yes.
So another solution might be what's called a lift pump. And this is, it can look like a small bucket, or it can be actually installed on the floor. But it's a bucket that, or bucket, it's like a circular container, about the size of a large bucket, like about the size of a 5-gallon bucket, that inside of which it's all sealed. The water drains there, and then it's float activated just like the float on a toilet, right? And once it gets filled to a certain level, this float comes on, and it takes the water and it pumps it up against gravity high enough so that it can gravity then feed into the main drain pipe. That's a better option, because it sounds to me like this pipe that's going out underground and getting clogged through the clay is probably a gray water line that's discharging somewhere, but it may not be the main waste line. So if you were to use a lift pump as an alternative, you'd be able to completely eliminate that, run both the laundry, the washer, and that sink from upstairs into the same lift pump, and then just drain it into the main waste vent, and you'll have a lot less maintenance to deal with over the years.
That'd be great. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, now that fall is underway, you might be thinking it's a bit late to start thinking about making your home more efficient and comfortable, but the Department of Energy says it's not too late and recommends 3 simple steps that'll make a big difference and prepare your house for the coming season ahead.
Now, first up, think about getting a home energy assessment. That this will show you if your home is losing energy. It looks at windows, it looks at insulation and leaks, because these can all lead to losing cool air in the summer and hot air in the winter. Now, a home energy assessment is done by a pro. It's generally somebody who goes into great detail to assess your home's energy use. The assessor is going to do a room-by-room examination of the house, as well as an examination of past utility bills. And the cool thing is, when they're done, they can give you very specific recommendations for improvements that, and this is important, give you the quickest return on investments. You're not guessing as to which projects you should tackle. You know, if you add insulation, you'll get the return on investment at this point in time, windows, doors, and so on. So it's really good information to have.
Next, you want to try and find and seal all of those air leaks, because dealing with these now is going to mean that you don't have to deal with them when those cold drafts are actually coming in full force in the winter months. So check door and window frames. You want to check the outlets and switches on exterior walls, and even check for gaps around pipes and wires, foundation seals, mail slots. All of these spaces contribute to the drafts that will make you feel uncomfortable in the winter, and sealing them now really is a simple, easy DIY project, so definitely something worth tackling.
Now, last, be sure to service your heating system to make sure it's not only efficient, but safe for the deep freeze ahead. It's got to be done every fall, so if yours is not done, do it now.
Lisa in Michigan's on the line with a window question. What's going on at your money pit?
So what I wanted to do is I wanted to put shutters on the house, but I'm not sure which color or which style.
Okay.
But the only way to fasten the shutters is to drill into the siding.
Oh, interesting.
So I don't really want to do that, because if it doesn't work out, then I have holes in my siding.
Got holes in your siding, yeah. That's a good question. Got to get creative on this. Well, let me ask you this. If you put the shutters up, are they all going to be about the same size?
Yes.
Well, then I don't think it really matters, because you could make sure that the drill pattern is the same no matter what style a shutter you put up.
But I may find out that shutters don't work at all.
Now, Lisa, do you have any friends who are good at Photoshop?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I just didn't know if there were any fasteners that locked into the
siding. You know, there are types of fasteners that are designed to snap into vinyl siding without causing damage, and they're often used by electricians or cable TV installers, and they're actually called siding clips. And basically, they're designed to kind of hold a wire and then clip under the siding so you don't have to actually pierce the siding. You may be able to find those
and you know, install some of those clips and then try to figure out a way to hang the shutter to the clip, at least temporarily, so you can, you know, have an idea as to whether or not it looks good and you're happy with it before making that commitment. So look for those vinyl siding hanging, sliding clips, they're called, and maybe that will get you where you want to go. Or as Leslie said, best bet, learn Photoshop.
Tom in Ohio is on the line and has a question about a basement. What's going on in your money pit?
I have a basement with some cracking issues. The house was built in 2000, and the floor is cracking in numerous places. They're not wide cracks. Some of them, none of them are greater than a quarter. Usually about an eighth. And I've also got a poured basement wall, and I got a couple of seams that when it rains really hard, I've got a little bit of water seepage. Nothing puddling on the floor per se, but just on two spots in the whole entire basement. You know, and I'm just wondering if that's these new epoxies where you can inject it into these, you know, these walls, for the leaks, if those things are something that would work for my situation. And as far as the cracks in the basement, I don't think they're structural, but it's settling, I think. But anyway, I'm just wondering if you guys have any kind of suggestions on that.
Absolutely, we can fix both of those issues for you. So first of all, let's talk about the basement floor. The basement floor, you mentioned it may be settlement. It might just be a poor installation. If it wasn't reinforced, if the concrete, you know, wasn't mixed right, there's all sorts of reasons it could get cracking. But the floor itself is not structural, so that's really just to be a separator between you and the soil below. So for those cracks, you certainly could seal them with like an epoxy crack sealant that you can find at any home center. Quikrete makes a bunch of products for that that will work well. In terms of the basement leakage, the leakage through the wall, the fact that this is happening when you have a bad rainstorm is indicative of the cause. The cause of this is a drainage situation right outside those walls. So it's going to be one of two things, or it could be both of these things. One of which is if your gutters are overflowing, if they're insufficient and not handling, you don't have enough leaders to handle the runoff, or if the leaders, the spouts, are not discharging far enough away from the wall. Anything that collects water or keeps water close to the foundation allows it to build up in that first 4 to 6 foot area between the house and the yard. That's going to lead to a leak in your walls. You could even push down around the walls and show up coming up through the floors. It is not caused by a water table. It's simply a drainage issue caused by this heavy rain. So to that, you want to look at those areas. Look for the gutters that are overflowing. Look for the downspouts that are not extended. You want them to be at least 4 to 6 feet out from the house. And those two things will solve that. Gutters and grading, leading cause of almost all wet basement problems. A lot of folks blame rising water tables and things like this and look towards expensive solutions like sump pumps, virtually never needed. You just need to fix the gutters and the grading. And then if you want to seal the cracks as a last step, that's fine. But remember, Tom, it's the last step. It's not the first step. You can't, you know, seal every crack in the wall and expect to hold back the tide. You got to stop the water from getting there by fixing up the drainage first. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit. What are you working on this weekend? Whatever it is, let us lend a hand. Heck, even if you just want to boast about a project that went amazingly well, we'd love to hear about those too. Give us a call, send us a line, whatever it is, we're standing by. Coming up, insulation often gets installed in places that are damp, but moisture and insulation really don't mix. That is, unless you choose a new product called Thermafiber Fire and Soundguard Plus, which offers all of that and more. We've got those details just ahead. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, if you enjoy our radio show, we are pretty sure you're going to enjoy our podcast too. You can find it at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Join us for new episodes every Monday and Thursday, just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Audrey in South Dakota, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you today?
All right. I was listening to your show last weekend, and I heard you talking about some kind of like contact paper, but you put it on your, like, your kitchen wall, and you can put tile on it for a backsplash.
Yeah, that's a product called Bondera Tile Mat Set. Kind of a long name, but basically it's a two-sided adhesive sticky material that if you want to do a backsplash, or for that matter a countertop, you pull off the backing on one side of it, press it against the wall, in your case for the backsplash. Then you can stick the tiles right to the other side of it, pull off the backing on the other side, and you stick the tiles right on. And then you can pretty much grout immediately thereafter, so you don't have to wait for glue to dry or even mix up glue or get a tile glue that can kind of get all over the place. It's all on the mat. So you cut it to fit, put it on the wall, pull off the back, and then go ahead and glue the tile right to it. I would caution you, though, that I would not recommend you put this right on drywall, because it's going to be a permanent. You're never going to get it off. And if you ever want to replace it, you have to cut the wall out, because they'll just pull the paper right off. And what you could do is just put a thin sheet of Lawan plywood on the wall first, and then put the tile right on that.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Well, as many in this audience has heard me say before, I live in an old house. I mean, a very old house. And because it's old, it was never very well insulated. Now, we've changed most of that over the years, except for the floor. And for that, I turned to a new product from Owens Corning. It's called Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus. Now, here's why. This new product has several very unique qualities, which made it a great choice for really any insulation project. First, it is a very good insulator. It's made our home a lot more comfortable. But aside from that, and as the name implies, Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus helps protect our home from fire, and it helps soundproof the floors, the walls, or the ceiling, wherever it's installed.
Now, the other thing that we like about this is that it's easy to cut and then fit around pipes and wiring. It's flexible, so really all you need to do is just squeeze and then insert those bats, and they'll naturally expand to fill the space for a secure custom fit. It's really a good choice for residential and light commercial interior and external walls, ceilings, basements, crawl spaces, and it will even help control moisture and prevent mold.
Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus is available at Home Depot or Lowe's, or you can visit owenscorning.com to learn more.
Bob in Rhode Island's on the line is having some mystery electrical issues at their house. What's going on?
I gutted the whole house out and rewired. I had an electrician come in and rewire the whole house. And he finished up, and I'm putting the plug covers on, and I plugged something in, and it didn't work. So I plugged another plug. It didn't work. I went to another one. It didn't work. So I called him back. He came over, and he said, there must be a plug buried somewhere. There's got to be an outlet buried underneath the new plaster. My question is, how can I find it?
So this guy did all this wiring work, and he missed the fact that he put in a whole bunch of outlets that had no power?
Yeah, can you imagine he didn't test the power when he was done?
No, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. This guy did not do his job, and he should be able to track this down for you.
Oh, yeah. He started tracking it, but he wanted to be paid for tracking it.
So he wanted to be paid for missing
it. Pay me more for my mistake.
Yeah, he wanted more money.
And you paid him for the rest of the work already.
Absolutely. I paid him for everything.
No. Well, it's not right. I mean, it's going to be difficult for you to track this down without specialized tools, I'll tell you that. It's kind of a matter of just taking each circuit and starting at the panel and then following the wires up to see where they go and trying to figure out where the disconnect is.
Yeah, I think it's a little more complicated than that, because as I looked when he was explaining to me how he wired, I think it's pretty odd. He wired like a key, come up with the live, and he went from one box and then went left and then also went right from the same power source. I mean, that's kind of weird. Even being an amateur, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah. You might want to try tracking it from the sockets back. You may have better luck trying to figure out where the disconnect is. It sounds like he didn't hook something up, though. If he rewired these outlets and didn't figure out that they weren't hot to begin with, that's a real problem.
Oh, no, he didn't rewire. We rewired the whole house. We didn't. I took out all the wire in the house.
You took all the wire in the house out?
Oh, yeah, he started from scratch. It's all brand new wire.
Well, how is it possible he missed this? That's what I'm not getting.
Neither
am I. So when he went in to do the wiring, were the walls open? Did you pull the drywall out, or what was the case?
Oh, yeah, they gutted it. I totally ripped everything up. Picture, just imagine an old house without any
Wow.
Wood or
so this
plastic.
Guy goes in, he wires the whole house, you put the drywall in, he comes back in to hook everything up, and he's got a bunch of outlets that have no power. This is his problem, okay?
Yeah.
So
you shouldn't
this
be
is his problem.
Twice.
You shouldn't be paying him twice. He screwed this up, and he needs to come back and fix it. Or you're going to have to sue him or file a complaint against his license.
Or all
this
of the
is
above.
His problem. This guy is incompetent, and you shouldn't be paying him to fix his blunders. You paid him to wire the whole house. He obviously blew it.
And an electrician is the last one you want doing, like, shortcuts and not great work.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I was shocked when he expected to be paid the day he spent troubleshooting it.
Yeah, and he spent a day's troubleshooting and still hasn't figured it out?
Correct. He asked, you know, he had his hands out. I said, what are you kidding me? I got to pay you for not doing it, right?
Yeah, exactly. I think that's your option. Now, if you don't want him to come back, then the other thing you could do is hire a different electrician, but then you're going to have to go out to him for the costs.
Right, yeah.
All right. Well, I'm sorry that happened to you, but that's where you're at, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You are tuned to the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7, and let us know what you are working on. Call us at 888-MONEYPIT. Coming up with the chilly weather setting in, do you have that one room in your house that just never seems to get warm? Well, infrared space heating might be your solution. We'll tell you how to shop for a heater that can supplement your whole home heat and reduce your overall utility expenses. So stick around.
Live in a Money Pit.
Would you like to win a whole workshop full of tools? You can! Just visit moneypit.com/sweepstakes and enter the Money Pit's Fantastic Fall Fix-Up Sweepstakes presented by Arrow. One grand prize winner will receive $750 worth of Arrow tools. Five runner-ups will receive Arrow prize packs worth $100 each. Enter once a day at moneypit.com/sweepstakes, where you can also earn bonus entries for additional chances to win. That's moneypit.com/sweepstakes.
Did you know many air cleaners simply cover up the odors instead of eliminating them? But the Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier is different. It completely eliminates any odors, including odors from pets, cooking, even cigarette smoke.
That's right. The Edenpure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology to seek out bad odors and other pollutants and completely destroys them. It's very similar to what happens in nature after a thunderstorm.
The unit is powerful, compact, and plugs directly into the wall, so it takes up no floor space. And there are also no filters to replace.
The Edenpure Thunderstorm Air Purifier retails for $129 and covers a medium-sized room. But right now, there's a fantastic offer for Money Pit listeners. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com, enter the promo code MONEYPIT3, and you'll get $200 off the three-pack. So you'll get all three units for under $200, plus the shipping is free.
That's EdenPureDeals.com, EdenPureDeals.com, promo code MONEYPIT3. EdenPure, innovative products for better living.
Hey guys, did you know that cooking is the leading cause of home fires? In fact, according to the National Fire Prevention Association, ranges and cooktops were involved in over 60% of kitchen fires. Well, while we can't improve your cooking, we do have tips to help you stay safe in the kitchen and beyond in today's fire prevention tip presented by First Alert.
Now, if a cooking or other fire were to occur, having a fire extinguisher within reach is the best way to help stop fires before they spread. That's why it's important to place fire extinguishers in common areas of the home like the kitchen and garage. But besides making sure the extinguisher is accessible, it's also important to know how to use it, which can be a challenge since nationwide 50% of fire extinguisher owners have never operated one, and 70% say they would not be very comfortable operating one if they had to.
Well, it's actually pretty easy to use a fire extinguisher if you had to, and there's also an easy-to-remember acronym that can help. It's PASS, P-A-S-S, pull the pin, then aim low. Point the extinguisher at the base of the fire. Then squeeze the lever slowly and evenly and sweep the nozzle from side to side. So just remember PASS.
And that's today's fire prevention tip presented by First Alert. For the ultimate in home safety, select combination models such as the First Alert 10-year smoke and carbon monoxide alarm, and be sure to pick up a First Alert Home One fire extinguisher for your kitchen and your garage as well.
Learn more at firstalert.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit, makers of Luxrock Solid Surface Granite Countertop Kits. Transform your existing surface with real stone. Get $50 off right now at DeichCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you working on? You need some help? You got a renovation, a repair, or even a decorating project? Well, post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. We're standing by to answer them at moneypit.com/ask.
And the Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today.
Barbara in Ohio is on the line and is dealing with something that's on the floor. Is it something we need to get up? What is it?
Well, I have a brick floor in my kitchen and dining room.
That's unusual.
Well, I kind of like it. It was a farmhouse, and when we moved in, it had, like, I would say 10 layers of wax on it. So I've slowly tried to get it off. I've used ammonia, let it soak, scrubbed it. I've got about half of it done now. But everyone's telling me, you know, replace it, and I don't really want to because it kind of adds to the structure of the house, that kind of thing. But uh-huh. My question is, I've got some of it cleared of the wax. I'm using ammonia. I don't know if there's another product that I can get because it really is a lot of wax. I don't want to have, like, particles in the seal, so I have to scrub the floor again and get it all clean. How long do I have to leave it dry before I reseal it, because I don't want it to have wet bubbles in it? I just don't know what I'm doing, I guess.
Well, we feel your pain. You know, you probably should be using a wax-removing product or a wax-stripping product, as opposed to the bleach and the ammonia, which just sounds like an awful mess. And that's going to do what it can do. And there's actually a good article online about brick floors and how to pull the wax off of them. But brick is very, very porous. And
right.
Because it's very porous, when you do wash it, if you let it dry for a few days, I don't think you're going to have any issues with it forcing a new finish to kind of release.
Well, see, the whole thing is I have to move everything out of my kitchen dining room. So I didn't know if I had to wait a day, 2 days. So you're suggesting 3 days then.
Yeah, I would definitely wait a couple of days. You can still use the floor, you know, while that time is going on. You don't have to move it all out. But I would definitely wait 2 or 3 days before I put my next layer of finish on it.
What do you recommend as a finish?
I probably would try to keep it as natural as possible. If you use a solvent-based wax, that is another option, because if you did that, you wouldn't have to strip the floor. The solvent-based polish can actually be applied over an old wax because it'll sort of give good adhesion and it'll stick to it. So you're probably going to end up with a new wax finish. So if that's the case, you may not need to remove as much of that old as you thought you did if the new wax is solvent-based.
It looks like it's black.
I bet.
Put this on and never cleaned it.
No matter what you do, this floor is going to be a lot of work. Okay.
Okay.
Because
oh,
it's
truly.
A brick floor, it's just going to use a lot of work.
And if you don't get the old wax off, the new one you put on is going to lock in that color.
Yeah, that's right. That's another good point.
Yeah, I think I need to take it off. I've got about half of it done. I just thought when I was listening to your show, I thought, well, maybe we might have a better idea because you're right. It is a lot of work.
Nothing that hard work won't fix.
Thank you so much.
Well, if you haven't already, pretty soon you'll be turning up that thermostat to get warm. But did you know that every 2 degrees you lower your thermostat in the winter could save you 10% off of your energy bills? So to supplement heat in the rooms that you're using most often, you might want to consider a portable heater.
Now, I'm totally loving this because I have one room in my house that's always cold and can benefit from this product. It's an electronic infrared zone heater. Now, this type of heater is a supplemental heater. It uses infrared heating to warm any area of your home, and you can turn down the furnace and stay warm and save money because you're only heating the space that you're in.
Now, if you're thinking about picking one of these up, you need to understand how these infrared heaters work. Basically, an infrared heater heats the object in a defined space and not the air like central heating systems would. Now, it's like the difference between being directly in the sunlight versus sitting in the shade. We feel warm in the sun because the light is hitting our clothes and our skin and it keeps us warm.
So with that in mind, make sure you're choosing the right size heater for your space. Now, portable infrared heaters come in models that can handle about 300 square feet up to 1,000 square feet, and a lot of models have a programmable thermostat to start the heater just before you get home And your favorite chair this way will be nice and warm for you to plop into. So buy one that's just big enough. But don't go too big, or you'll definitely be wasting energy.
Now, I've got Scott on the line who needs some help rearranging a door swing. What's going on?
We just bought a new place, and in our downstairs bathroom, the door now swings in to the left. But the problem is the light switch is then behind the door.
Oh, yeah. So you got to walk into the bathroom, close the door in the dark, fumble with the light switch, and turn it on.
Yes, that's pretty much it. So I'm just curious if there's a way to switch the handing of the door without, you know, replacing the whole casing and everything.
Not easily. It's probably easier to run a new light switch on the other side than it is to change out the door, because, you know, the hole is drilled where the hole is drilled, and if you were to change the hand, you'd basically have to you'd have to put a new hole on the other side, I would think.
Sure.
Yeah, doors don't flip right and left too easily, you know, unless you're talking about the door in your washing machine. It's designed to do that. You know, an interior door doesn't turn very easily, so I would suggest you just run a new switch on the other side, and you could just put a blank out plate across the one that's there now, because frankly nobody's going to see it.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Thanks so much for joining us this hour. Coming up, we're going to help Frank in New Jersey, who is just fed up with some wallpaper that doesn't seem to want to stick at the seams. Well, you stick around, guys. We're going to help sort this out.
Live in a money pit.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Spooktacular savings going on now at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive, where they offer free estimates and are about 30% less than the national average. Mako also works with most major insurance companies. So whether it's a dent or a ding, a minor fender bender, or a full body repair and paint job, Mako has you covered. Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they keep her online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on a wide variety of projects around your money pit. If you've got a question, if you've got a plan for a project and need some help, reach out to us at moneypit.com/ask.
We've got Frank in New Jersey writing in about some tricky wallpaper that really just doesn't want to stay on the walls. Let's see what he says. Frank writes, I have textured wallpaper with seams that are separating. I have tried every glue and seam repair product out there. I can't find anything to fix those seams, and I can't remove the paper without damaging the walls. Can you help?
I think his paper is talking to him, saying it's got to go. Time to go. But he makes a good point. When you start to take this off and stick into the walls, you really don't have a lot of options here.
No, I mean, you're kind of stuck. I would have recommended, you know, wallpaper seam repair, using wallpaper paste, using a paper glue meant for wallpaper just to fix those seams, but they don't seem to be working. So I think, Frank, you know, sadly, especially because your paper is textured, it's going to have to come down, and that is going to require some work, and then it's going to require some repair work on the backside. So generally, you're going to start with something called like a paper tiger, and that's just sort of perforating the front layer of the wallpaper so that when you use a wallpaper steamer, it can saturate through and get to the adhesive layer, and then that'll help you peel it off. So there's lots of ways to do that. It's going to take a lot of work. Then you're going to have to sort of prep that wall surface with a primer, let that sit, and then go for a low sheen paint to hide any of those things, or you can re-wallpaper.
Well, when temperatures drop, rodents, we're talking mice, rats, and those kinds of creatures are going to make their way into your home for relief from the chill because they go inside too in the winter, guys. But not to fear, Leslie has some tips to keep them from doing just that in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, it's not as easy as putting up a no vacancy sign, but you can make changes that will keep those mice and critters from moving in and then, you know, hopefully staying away from your house and finding a new place to go. So you need to know this, and it's totally crazy. Mice can squeeze through spaces that are smaller than a nickel. So you've got to seal any potential entrances to your home with sheet metal, steel wool, or cement. If you go with expandable foam, they're just going to gnaw right through it. So if you take that route, you can add some steel wool to the mix, which will make it so that they can't chew through it. Now, your dog and your cat, they're not the only animal that comes running at the smell of their pet food. I mean, whether it's wet or dry, the rodents love that scent too. So they're going to chew through heavy-duty food bags, plastic bins, you know, the thin ones, all of it. They're going to try to get in there to eat that food. So you should keep your pet's dry food in sealed metal canisters and then rinse out the food bowls before you head to bed every night. And you also want to make sure you give your kitchen counters and tables a nice wipe down each evening. You want to make sure that those discarded crumbs are not making a nice, lovely meal for an animal who's like, I'm going to come in and get all those tasty crumbles. And while it doesn't seem to help their IQ, critters love newspapers and magazines as much as we do. So get rid of those stacks of paper and cardboard that mice and rodents can turn into nesting sites. If you're looking for some more ways to keep your house critter-free, head to moneypit.com where we have solutions for all areas of your home, inside and out.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, few things better to find in an upscale kitchen like a commercial range. So we're going to share some tips on how to choose a pro-style range to boost your cooking powers and your resale value on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Live in a body pit.
Hi.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRoche. In a campaign swing in Portland, Oregon this week, President Biden says he knows more needs to be done to help people. But the Inflation Reduction Act is a big win.
I know it's been rough 4 or 5 years in this country for an awful lot of people. But we've made a lot of progress, but folks are still struggling. We can't kid ourselves about that.
But former Missouri Republican Senator Jim Talent tells the Salem Radio Network that government spending isn't helping consumers who are trying their best to keep pace with the cost of living, adding it's just simply economics 101.
When you helicopter in all this money at the same time as you're regulating the economy and restricting the flow of goods, you get too much money chasing too few goods. And what is that? That's inflation.
According to an initial tally by the National Labor Relations Board, workers at an Apple store in Oklahoma City voted to unionize, marking the second unionized Apple store in the U.S. in a matter of months. 56 workers at the store located at Oklahoma City's Penn Square Mall voted to be represented by the Communications Workers of America. 32 were opposed. At a moment when the global pandemic is finally loosening its grip on the public consciousness as an object of existential dread, a new fear is sweeping in to supplant it: nuclear annihilation.
Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February has stoked U.S. nuclear fears like no other event since the close of the Cold War, according to foreign policy scholars and public opinion curators. In poll after poll this year, a majority of Americans have said they believe Russian President Vladimir Putin may unleash nuclear weapons on Ukraine, as Putin himself has threatened. Nuclear unease surged with the February 24th invasion, then spiked further when Putin put his nuclear forces on high alert days later. Fears rose again this month amid suggestions that Putin might resort to using nuclear weapons to stem mounting losses. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Check out the latest news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them, the weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Funerals for miners killed in a coal mine explosion in northern Turkey have begun as officials raised the death toll to at least 41.
Relatives waited all night in the cold outside a state-owned Turkish hard coal enterprises mine in the town of Amastra in the Black Sea coastal province of Bartın. There were 110 miners working below ground when the explosion occurred Friday morning. 11 miners were injured and hospitalized, with 5 in serious condition, while 58 others managed to get out of the mine on their own or were rescued unharmed. I'm Zeria Shakli.
Meanwhile, Greece is accusing Turkey of forcing 92 migrants to cross into Greece and stripping them naked before doing so. Greek police say officers found the migrants and some had bodily injuries. They had entered Greece using plastic boats to cross the Evros River. More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. There's nothing funny about this clown.
The trial of a woman in Florida accused of dressing up as a clown in 1990 and fatally shooting the wife of a man she later married has been postponed following the disclosure of a law enforcement file containing information about other clown sighting leads at the time. Now, prosecutors informed defense attorneys for Sheila Keen Morin they had found a clown sighting file. That file has the names, addresses, or phone numbers of 40 other leads. Morin has pleaded not guilty. Jason Walker reporting.
Close to 22,000 e-bikes being recalled because the batteries on the $1,000 Anshear e-bikes that have been sold by Amazon, Walmart, and Sears could explode. The model number of the battery, AM001907, sold between January of 2016 and June of this year. More at townhall.com.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan.
I've always been impressed with you, Brian. You've become one of the most knowledgeable people around.
I have so much respect for your work ethic. I say it to everybody. So Brian's a machine.
Giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook.
You have the best laugh of anyone that I know on this planet.
Are you worried about your self-confidence? Because you start off the program with all those people saying really nice things about you.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show. Thanks for being here all week long. Carly Shimkus and Pete Hegseth will be on together. Admiral Stamvidis is standing by. Allison, I don't know if you know this, but you hurt Carly's confidence by booking Pete with her. She says, why am I suddenly not enough? Are the ratings down when I'm on? And I said, Carly, why? I never saw this lack of self-esteem before. What's going on with that? I mean, what was the reasoning behind that? We wanted Pete on, and Carly could only do the first hour, right?
Yeah, I think we just offered it. We assumed that everyone loved each other and there wouldn't be egos hurt, but clearly Carly's getting her egos growing.
Of outside present company excluded, there's huge egos on the television radio side. I mean, these people that are on air are the worst.
Obviously, present company excluded, clearly.
Big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
The FBI ran amok under the Comey leadership. They utilized both myself and the Steele dossier to continue to get warrants with absolutely no foundation, and they turned this country upside down.
And that is George Papadopoulos. He spent a couple of days in prison because lying to the FBI or part of the whole Russia hoax. Stunning. That's how I characterize what's happened so far with the Durham trial. And they grill Igor Deshenko, and we learn more about the depth of the corruption around this hoax. Everybody should be concerned.
Number two.
The foundation of what we announced yesterday is to reduce the amount of irregular migration so that people can avail themselves of the lawful pathway.
What is he even saying? Mayorkas, HHS secretary, a failure. Broken border, closing in on the Biden team as Dem cities shout foul first at Republican governors, now at the Democratic administrations, as schools, as shelters are overwhelmed, budgets are stretched, and drugs flood through the border. Finally, the public is making a negligent administration take notice. Will they pay at the ballot box?
Number one.
The Saudis who convey to us
both privately as well as publicly, their intention to reduce oil production. We made clear that that would be the wrong direction.
Calm down, Anthony Blinken. He's always so beside himself. Yeah, blame everybody. It's a blame-a-palooza. Blame Putin price hike. Blame Putin and this. Blame Saudi Arabia for the fact that we're paying in California over $7 a gallon for gas. And, oh yeah, vilify Republicans. That seems to be the response for the administration as our economy is roiled. Interest rates rise. Inflation remains at a 40-year high and all energy costs soar. However, this week's economic numbers make this a tough sell for the Democrats at an inopportune time, October, when you have an election in November. So the President of the United States has, I love this, Axios comes out and says, the President's got a different strategy than Obama and Trump. They're going to do targeted appearances, not big rallies. I don't know. Is it a strategy? How many people will rally with President Biden ever? The biggest advantage he had to become president is that he didn't need to go in front of people at rallies because very few would show. He had a couple of rallies. About 100 people showed up after he passed legislation. So he's doing targeted appearances, for example, in Colorado to help out a senator named Michael Bennett. And they said that he went to this area that's rich with oil and gas, and he declared it a drill-free zone, a sanctuary, a national park. And he says that's going to help Michael Bennett. I don't know. The people of Colorado, do they like paying exorbitant fees, 40% more for the utilities? Do they want to make sure people don't work in the oil and gas industry in Colorado? I know there's environmentalists. I know there's a green community. But Colorado's purple. And if he keeps this up, my hunch is it might turn red. So in terms of who to blame, it's pretty clear it is Saudi Arabia. Why? Well, what Saudi Arabia did is cut production down for 2 million barrels of oil a day. What does that mean for OPEC Plus? It means for the world market, we have less, which means the barrel goes up to from $78 to over $90 a barrel. That helps our oil and gas companies. Yeah, but they would love to do more, pump more, drill more, frack more. But this administration has leveled that off and refined less on top of that, while now putting, I believe it's the Virgin Islands, where we have a refinery ready to go, but he's not using it. Because he wanted to sideline it because of this green religion he's in the middle of. So he wants to blame people, everybody but himself. Joe Lieberman, I think, nailed it with Neil Cavuto yesterday and on Saudi Arabia. So they're going to say, okay, we're not going to do a missile shield meeting to show you we're upset. We are going to reevaluate our relationship with Saudi Arabia to show you we're upset. Just so you know. It's not Saudi Arabia or France. It's Saudi Arabia or Iran or Syria. That's the counterargument. And guess who has good relations with Saudi Arabia now? Israel. Who is our true ally? Israel. Who is now has allies with four, five other Islamic states in the region? Israel, because of Saudi Arabia. They have been a tactical and practical ally of ours for 80 years. Far from perfect, but far preferred than Iran, who's killed over 200 of their citizens and just provided kamikaze drones to the Russians, who are just shooting them into urban centers in Ukraine. Joe Lieberman, cut four.
I know people here think the Saudi support for the OPEC oil cut was a slap in the face at the Biden administration. I must say that the Saudis feel that the administration has slapped them in the face a few times, and therefore they're not anxious to do exactly what the administration asked them to do if they don't think it's in their economic self-interest, which they didn't in terms of the OPEC.
So you have to understand, I know Saudi Arabia had 19 hijackers on it, but that wasn't a Saudi policy. They allowed this Wahhabi religion to take root, bin Laden to live there. The family was an influential family. I don't want to go relitigate 22 years ago. And the Saudis have some elements in there that we find unsavory. But if you want the Saudi Arabia, want Yemen to be taken over by Iran, which is the Houthi rebels, then don't help Saudi Arabia. If you want to see the Saudi Arabia oil fields rocketed by Iran, then don't help Saudi Arabia. Because if their oil fields are rocketed, you think $90 a barrel is a lot? How about $250 a barrel? What we should do for any responsible president is we should be drilling and fracking, and we're not. Stephen Miller, cut six.
Joe Biden was attempting to collude with multiple foreign powers to interfere in America's election. It is as clear and example of corruption as you will ever see. And what makes it all the more humiliating and debasing for our country is that when Donald Trump was in office, we were energy rich. We were energy abundant. We were overflowing. We had more energy than we knew what to do with.
And Eric, just pause it there. Just so you know, he's responding to a Wall Street Journal report that Saudi Arabia said that they were getting pressure from the Biden administration not to not cut, but to wait on the cuts till after the election. It's something the administration denies. Let's continue.
Of energy poverty on our country, energy dependence on our country. And now we have this spectacle of the president going around the country like a pauper, begging, pleading, scraping for energy from foreign powers because he won't produce energy here, and all of our people suffer every day as a result.
So you want to alienate Saudi Arabia? They have a move, too. And their move is China. China does no demands. They have no values and ethics. Saudi Arabia is beginning to recognize women's right to drive, which is comically tragic. They're beginning to open up their society. But we also have 75,000 Americans there. We have a military base there. The UAE has a big one as well, but we also have a vital one in Saudi Arabia. We provide protection. We never thought they were perfect. What they look at in world politics, you have a real politics, real politic, and you say, who can help us? It doesn't mean who would I want to hang out with. It doesn't mean who is going to be allied like England with us in the future. But FDR saw it. Every president from here on in has seen it with warts and all. To allow Senator Menendez and Senator Blumenthal and Senator Markey to say we're going to punish Saudi Arabia for upping oil prices when they have done more to hurt our oil and gas and therefore our security than anyone else should not be tolerated. Please don't be deceived. For the President of the United States, did I mention that he likes to blame and tell you don't believe your eyes? One more examples. First off, on our economy. Don't think I have to explain all of this to you, but for those of you who don't do your bills, meat is up 4%, eggs are up 30%, fish 8%, milk 15%, fruits and vegetables about 10%. Listen to this. When it comes to energy, gas nationwide, probably up more in some places, 18%, electricity 15%. This is what people tell me. Utilities, 33% increase. Fuel oil, you like oil in your house? 58% increase. And the president wants to blame the Putin price hike, now Saudi Arabia? He only sees progress. 12.
Americans are squeezed by the cost of living. It's been true for years, and folks don't need to report to tell them they're being squeezed. And today's report shows, though, some progress. Overall, inflation was 2% over the last 3 months. That's down from 11% over the prior 3 months. That's progress, but a lot of it is a result of getting the cost of living at the gas pump down by more, not even California now, by more than a dollar nationally.
Please look at your 401k. They tell you not to look at it. Please understand what's going on. And just know this. Yeah, there's a recession, they say, in Europe. But having inflation this high was not baked in. When you see other countries who just don't have this problem, I'll give you Japan, 2.7%. England has it higher than us, but almost every other country has it lower. So the President of the United States has got a bad hand to sell. How'd you like the way we left Afghanistan? Ooh, probably glaze over that. How's it going with economics? How's it going here locally? Well, I got a bunch of stuff passed, but are you happy that it's passed? You have Larry Summers, Jamie Dimon saying that the first thing you did was the first thing you did, the $1.9 trillion. So here's Brian Deese, the less than inspirational, overmatched National Economic Council director. Cut 14.
There was some progress in this report. Headline inflation has come down. A lot of that is gas prices that are down more than a dollar a gallon since this summer. That's important for American families. But at the same time, prices need to come down. They need to come down faster. This has been the president's primary focus, and we have taken action on measures that will provide some real relief here in the near term.
So Senator Cotton said it best. They've come down a dollar since June, but they're going up again. It's at 3.93. So that's a huge increase from Trump. As Senator Cotton tweeted out, 1 year ago, President Biden was promising the American people that inflation had peaked. He'll do it again. Biden's word is worthless. Elise Stefanik, hashtag Bidenflation, was not temporary and has not peaked. It has surged because of Biden and House Dems' Inflation Expansion Act. When Republicans earn back the House, we have a plan to rein in American inflation. Listen, a lot of people have gotten used to a lot of extra money, a lot of subsidies. We have to be, it's got to be explained to the American people, this can't be sustained. A lot of Western cultures did the same thing. Things were good, we could provide more of a social cushion, but now what we're getting is lazy people who don't want to work and a homeless population, many of which are perfectly capable of doing it, but are choosing to live off the grid. And lastly, Senator Marco Rubio, who's in a tough fight for the Senate, he talked about how the policies abroad have hurt us at home. Cut 16.
First of all, they already played politics with oil. So obviously he runs for president. He threatens he's going to put everybody out of business. So, of course, the refining capacity, the production capacity, almost a billion barrels of oil less today than we were when Donald Trump was president. Then you have them start dipping into the strategic reserves. And we have these strategic reserves after the OPEC embargo of the 1970s because we never wanted to be in that spot again. Those things are there for things like hurricanes, a war, some other disruption. They're not there for midterms. That's what he was using it for. Then we get into this situation now where Saudis and others are acting in their best interest. I think they're doing two things here. One, they want to set oil prices at a way that is good for them. And at the same time, and it's OPEC plus Russia. But the other is they're doing it to punish America and Joe Biden.
And that's bad policy. Pariah nation, say to yourself, what do I want from them in the future? If you're going to, for example, alienate Russia and China, right before you try to get them to join you in sanctions for Iran, it's not smart. You might want to hold your keep your powder dry. If you want to hurt America, in my view, but not in their view, by lessening production at home, you got to make sure you don't alienate OPEC so they don't strangle you like they did in the 70s. So instead, he calls them a pariah nation and says that they're, you know, we're not going to deal with them. He's not going to visit them. Until the gas prices got so high and our production got so low that he had to go over there hat in hand, and in turn he got nothing, again hurting American prestige abroad. That's my view. What's yours? 1-866-408-7669. Pete Hegseth and Carly Shimkus will be here. When we come back, I not only want to talk about this, I do want to inform you what's going on in Russia. They're moving their nukes around. I just got turned on to this story. I'll share it with you when we come back.
Getting past all the rhetoric, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation, 800-816-9499. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-816-9499. That's 800-816-9499. Again, 800-816-9499.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helped Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Brett Baer's All-Star Panel.
With Labor Day weekend in the rearview mirror and the fall campaigns for the midterm elections underway, new polling shows just how much of an impact the Dobbs decision on abortion may have had on voter registration. Fox News White House correspondent Jackie Heinrich. The president clearly on the campaign trail now, and this message of going after MAGA Republicans and the threat to democracy seems to be taking hold and really what they're running with.
It does, Brett. And it's funny also because Republicans are saying that this is going to play right into their hands because it leaves no room for discussion about the issues that voters are really concerned about when you're talking about crime and secure border, gas prices, inflation. They're saying that this is going to help Republicans in the midterms. There seems to be a disconnect between what the White House is saying, what cabinet members are saying, and then what Democrats who are running for these seats are saying.
I'm Brett Baer. We'll see you next time.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter, addresses the Camp David Accords between Israel and Egypt that, on March 26, 1979, led to a negotiated peace between the two nations, the first between Israel and any of its Arab neighbors.
The countrysides of both lands are free from the litter and the carnage of a wasteful war. Mothers in Egypt and Israel are not weeping today for their children fallen in senseless battle. The dedication and determination of these two world statesmen have borne fruit. Peace has come to Israel and to Egypt.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. Is there a better way to gauge death risk than body mass index? British researchers say yes. Scientists at University College Cork's College of Medicine and Health in Ireland say in a study that measuring waist-to-hip ratio is a better predictor of early death risk. The researchers say body mass index, or BMI, doesn't consider where fat is stored. BMI takes a weight-height calculation with a range that's considered healthy, but waist-to-hip ratio reflects abdominal fat, including visceral fat around organs. The lower a waist-to-hip ratio, the lower the mortality risk. Currently, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention commonly cites BMI as a preferable tool to analyze weight and health. The findings were presented at the annual meeting of the European Association for the Study of Diabetes in Stockholm. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
The FBI ran amok under the Comey leadership. They utilized both myself and the Steele dossier to continue to get warrants with absolutely no foundation, no basis, and they turned this country upside down. And that is exactly what John Durham is presenting to the American public. And if people like Brian Auden are not held accountable the way that John Durham said that he was under investigation, people like that are going to do what he did. They're going to try and cover up the Hunter Biden story, and that's what he did. People need to be held accountable, or else this is going to destroy our republic.
And Tim Tebow, too, the guy that retired when it became clear that he was part of the cabal that stopped the Hunter Biden laptop from being looked at and sidelined all social media because of that, and was part behind the meeting with Zuckerberg and others, although Zuckerberg's feigning that I just had to listen to the FBI as if all of a sudden he forgot independent thought. That was George Papadopoulos, former Trump foreign policy advisor. Met Trump once. He ended up his life being destroyed. They set him up, remember? And they kept saying, you know, what does Vladimir Putin, what does the president know about Putin? They didn't, they caught him. They had somebody go up to him, tell him a story. And they said, did you ever meet with this guy? When he said no, they go, okay, there's perjury. I think they put him under house arrest or in jail for a couple of days. He did nothing wrong. They totally missed it. So Special Counsel Durham yesterday charged DeShenko with 5 counts of making false statements to the FBI. DeShenko has pled not guilty on all charges. Democratic operative, this guy dates all the way back to the Clintons, Charles Dolan, testified Thursday that he lied to Deschenko in 2016 when he claimed to have information from a GOP insider about why Paul Manafort resigned from the Trump campaign. By the way, not a big deal. I will tell you why. Because he told Donald Trump, stop being in front of the camera. I'll handle it for now, and you just go with my messaging. Trump laughed at him and said, are you kidding? The next day, this report comes out with all of Manafort's connections and all his work in the with Russians in Eastern Europe. So Trump fired him. So Dolan tells Deschenko this story. Deschenko tells Christopher Steele. It ends up in the Steele dossier. Total fiction. Then the FBI says, oh, my God, I'm getting worried about this. I've been using the dossier to get FISA warrants to follow all these people and tap their phones. Can you prove, Christopher Steele, that your dossier is true? And he said, no. They go, what if I give you $1 million? And Steele said, no. Do you understand? I hope I'm explaining this effectively, because I'm always the last one to get all these investigations. How scary this is, that the FBI could decide that one party or one person should not be president, and when they win, take them down anyway, and it almost worked.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken, soups, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m., with happy hour from 3 to 5, and don't miss their fantastic weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlu's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlu's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlu's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlu's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
It's fall, y'all, and Black Bear Diner wants to make sure you lean into pumpkin spice season. Sip on a pumpkin cold brew made with our deliciously smooth and full-bodied coffee blend to spice up an afternoon, or top off your next dinner with a slice of creamy pumpkin cheesecake. Start your day with pumpkin as well. Ask for pumpkin spice in your ever-popular sweet cream pancakes. We'll drizzle on some pumpkin spice sauce, add a dollop of whipped cream, and call it breakfast. Visit Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
That's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everybody. Pete Hegseth and Carly Shimkus in the radio studio. I am thrilled and honored to have you both here, fresh up off the Fox and Friends today. But I will say this, Carly says to me in the break while you were downstairs, says, Brian, am I all of a sudden I'm not good enough?
Huh.
And I saw the first time I ever saw Insecurity with Carly. And I go, it's not that you're not good enough, is that we just thought it would be good to invite Pete up. I didn't know that I would have a problem like this.
Oh, okay.
I will tell
you. I mean, this is usually our time, so I'm just wondering.
Carly, I want to help you and tell you how happening. I know this is your time, and that's why I walked into the studio. There was no one in here. Nobody.
Not even me.
Not even you.
I'm almost out of breath because I just ran
in. I sat down at guest two. See the spot I'm at right here?
It's respect. That's respect.
I knew that guest one was Carly Shimkus.
I'm just kidding.
She's not kidding. She's not kidding.
Pete, you can be guest one any day of the week.
Not right now.
Battle for the
Anchor
American
one.
Mind, longtime Besso, number one for how many weeks?
It was number one for a month and on the
That's
list.
That's incredible.
For, yeah, it was crazy. And on the list for 14 weeks.
That uprooting a century of miseducation. And, of course, education is one of the top issues today. First off, I want you guys to hear something that's encouraging. 2 years ago, if I could tell you, it looked like we were coming apart at the seams when it comes to race. I think there's a huge pushback. I really do. Everywhere I see people come back, go, okay, can we calm down? Like, I'm not even worried about the World Cup, them taking a knee anymore, especially because it's not the women. So this is the head coach of the Buccaneers. When asked, since he's coaching against another black coach, Todd Bowles, he was asked this question earlier this week, Cut 38.
You and Mike Tomlin are two of the few black head coaches in the league. I wonder what your relationship is like with them and your thoughts on Steve Wilkes joining that bowl.
I have a very good relationship with Tomlin. We don't look at what color we are when we coach against each other. We just know each other. I have a lot of very good white friends that coach in this league as well, and I don't think it's a big deal as far as us being coaching against each other. I think it's normal. Wilkes got an opportunity to do a good job. Hopefully he does it. And we coach ball. We don't look at color.
But you also understand that representation matters too, right? And that when young aspiring coaches or even football players, they see you guys, they see someone that looks like them, think you grew up like them, that has to mean something.
Well, when you say you see you guys and look like them and grow up like them, it means that we're eyeballs to begin with. And I think the minute you guys stop making a big deal about it, everybody else will as well.
So I just wanted to get your perspective, and Allison pulled the whole thing. I never heard the whole thing,
wow.
Allison and Eric, Pete. But what's your reaction to that?
Well, I just think that to hear a reporter sort of school a black coach on how he should respond to race relations is an unbelievable situation.
But not surprising.
He handled it so well. And somebody that is maybe of a weaker mindset would have been like, yeah, you know, you're right. I understand where you're coming from. And he held his ground. He was like, no, listen, though, you just said you guys to us. That's an us versus them situation when the other perspective is, no, everybody is equal. Not seeing color is a good thing. That's how it always should have been. But people have literally been canceled for saying those exact same things.
It's true. So well said. I defer the balance of my time back to Carly. It's in this case a female white liberals shaming and telling certain people how they are supposed to think, the way they're supposed to view the world. I have not been a believer that the pendulum is going to swing back. Maybe it will. Because of the education aspect of it, that's what makes me concerned that it won't swing back as properly as it should be. But it's going to be free-thinking, courageous men like this who look reporters who are driving an agenda in the eye and say, that's not true.
What coach was that that said that?
That was Todd Bowles, head coach of the Buccaneers, former coach of the Jets. He's been head coach twice in 5 years. So there should be other opportunities.
Now
okay.
I'm a Bucks fan.
And you know what, Pete? I agree with you that I think that at the top, like the tippy top of companies and colleges, the sort of Ivy League mentality, I don't think it's going anywhere there when it comes to like the hardcore, like we have to be hyper focused on race. But I think normal people, it used to be something that people would sort of tiptoe around, and now everybody's really over it.
So could I share with you a passage? So I'm all over Booker T. Washington. I'm doing a project with Teddy Roosevelt and how they work together to race us forward on as a country. This is from his biography. So don't even say this is an interpretation. With few exceptions, Negro youth must work harder and perform his task even better than white youth in order to secure recognition. This is 1910. But out of the hard and unusual struggle through which he is compelled to pass, he gets a strength of confidence that one misses whose pathway is comparatively smooth by reason of birth. From any point of view, I'd rather be who I am, a member of the Negro race, than to be claimed membership with the most favored of any other race. I've always been made sad when I heard members of my race claiming rights and privileges or certain badges of distinction on the ground simply that they were members of this race or that, regardless of their own individual worth or attainments. This is 110 years ago. Don't make excuses. We've segregated society, absolutely, for 40 years off the Civil War. Don't worry about what the situation is. Make it better.
That has always been the ethos of our very best in this country. It also, statements like that remind us that no one actually benefits when you're valuing race over anything else. Then you have people of one race wondering, well, is that person in that position because they were given a preference? The person in that position is saying, well, do they look at me because I'm here because I had a preference? It's toxic across the board.
Yeah.
There are some people that want it that way. That's the problem.
What he was talking about is what in that quote that you just read so eloquently written was really the difference between equality and equity, where he's saying and now it's the equity where it's equal outcomes. Exactly. And now you get to a point where in schools, they are dumbing things down to help elevate one race over another. How about you just focus on those students that are struggling a little bit more rather than dumbing all of the education down? My mom's side of the family is from Puerto Rico. My mom's Puerto Rican. I'm 50%. I know I look like a map of it. But my grandfather, same exact thing. He came over from Puerto Rico. He had no money. He worked in a steel mill, and he got his GED. Actually, he got his high school diploma, too, when he was already a grown man. Didn't even tell my mom or his wife that he was doing this. He was just staying late for work, and he just had that drive and that will to succeed. Bilingual, English definitely not his first language, and he was so proud to be an American and so proud of those accomplishments, and exactly the example of what Booker T. Washington was there, and became
born
such a strong man.
He was a slave until he was 12.
Yeah, and became such a strong man because of the struggles that he went through.
And he wrote those words before there was equality.
Absolutely.
And here now we are in a moment where we're closer to equality than we've ever been, and now we move the goalpost to equity, which has always been a lie.
Yeah, I just thought it was so true that you can – I thought Dennis Prager told me earlier this week, you have to judge people by the era in which they're born and they lived. And by that calculus, our founding fathers were giants. never said Columbus was a giant. Not perfect, but when you talk about slavery and equality, there was slave. We didn't invent slavery. The Indians had slaves. Wasn't aware of that. Blacks in Africa had slaves. Wasn't aware of that. Brazil imported more slaves than anybody else. You don't see them beating themselves up on a daily basis, but they have a horrible history when it comes to slavery. And we fought a civil war to get rid of it. And I just think that we're about to get – I really feel optimistic we're about to get over it. I'm telling you. I'm not totally over
it. I hope you're right, Brian. I just – yes, some big figures can say big things that give us hope. But what is being done in the classroom so that the sixth grader in class knows what you just said, as opposed to the prevailing Howard Zinn view, which is America is evil, poisoned from the beginning, founded on the backs of slaves and stolen from the Indians. And as a result, we shouldn't stand for the pledge, let alone sign up for the military. What's it worth defending? We have not reversed that yet, which
right.
means there are a wave of kids that will never encounter what you just said unless they get a subscription to Fox Nation.
Well, would you say there's got to be a push on the education front? But don't you think, Carly, this whole pushback and the sobering up of defund the police
yeah.
and police are fundamentally racist and they're realizing the communities that are hurt the most are the African-American communities because there's no policing. And those parents are looking around going, I never said they were the problem. Al Sharpton doesn't speak for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's candidates like John Fetterman who are literally scrubbing their campaign websites to get rid of defund the police.
Mandela
and Black Lives
Barnes,
Matter
too.
Support. Yeah, exactly. When he used to be holding up a T-shirt that said exactly that very thing. So they recognize that it's hurting them politically, which is fascinating. No time like the present, 25 days until the midterm elections when they reach this sober reality. But I, exactly what you said when you introduced us, it is so refreshing to watch a football game and not have to worry about having to roll your eyes when half the sideline kneels during the national anthem.
Right.
So there has been a great shift in this country away from that movement that once consumed the entire nation.
Right. Do we want to do a more to know in the last block? Or we have no? Just keep rolling?
There's no more to know. We know it all.
Yeah. Oh, I know that's Pete's philosophy. I did not know it was yours.
I'm done learning.
Well, Joey Jones is in for Pete this weekend, right?
He's in for Will this weekend.
Well, that's right. You are Pete. What's wrong?
I'll be here.
Right.
It's all right.
It's okay. When we come back, more with Carly and Pete. It used to be just Carly, but now Pete's here.
It's a good thing, as Martha says.
Educating, entertaining, enlightening. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-251-8381 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381. What do you have to lose? Call 800-251-8381. That's 800-251-8381.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
Southwest airline workers who went above and beyond the call of duty make today's Dean's List. A passenger named Kira was returning from college with her betta fish named Theo, but was told that her pet was not allowed on board. Southwest agent Ismail and his fiance offered to take care of Theo so she wouldn't miss her flight. Ismail and Jamie took care of the fish for 4 months, even buying it a new little home over the summer until Kira could find a way to get Theo back to their home. Kira was finally able to reunite with Theo in Tampa, and she bought the couple a gift card to thank them. I'm happy to say Theo and Kira are back together again. A great ending to this wonderful fish tale. And thank you to Ismail and Jamie for doing such a kind thing and taking care of Theo. You all made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Montel Jordan, recently revealed as Panther on Fox's The Masked Singer.
I'm a huge Nick Cannon fan. That's my guy. I love him. I've watched the show, and I've watched for years people mistakenly think that was me. And so just the opportunity to go there and them not be able to guess it's me after so many years felt like a win.
So it wasn't that you necessarily were trying to disguise your voice, as some people do when they have a familiar voice. Was it more you were trying to see how much you could experiment with it and push it for yourself?
I'm working on a jazz album. And so to try and create something that sounds like me, that I know what I sound like, but people have maybe boxed me into the nasally R&B song from 1995 and think that's me. I'm so much more than that.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
So busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
This is the fire department where the event was being held. Just across the street right here is the car where my producer was parked. You can see glass on the ground. Someone threw a brick through the window. You can see the brick there. Shattered the glass. Another person got inside and tried to hotwire the vehicle and drive away with it. Again, the press was just right across the street. There was probably at least a dozen people standing right here. None of us heard anything. We were getting set up for the press conference, and it happened really in a blink of an eye. None of us had time to react to notice what was going on until the producer noticed that someone had just smashed her car window.
What?
Hello. We're on the radio.
Oh, we're back? Okay, so we're not back. Oh, we are? All right. Did we play that soundbite? Okay. So you heard that, right?
I didn't.
All right. We were a little distracted. I was just learning some of the debate.
We were just friends having a conversation, yeah. And then the show started again.
All right. So here we go. Hillary Vaughn is out. Hillary Vaughn was on covering a shoot, and the fire department at a big event, and her car was broken into.
I did hear about that.
I didn't.
At the event, and the event was about crime.
Oh, my.
And her car, someone threw a brick through her window, and it was right next to where other reporters were. And, like, chaos is so constant that no one noticed that her rental car was broken into right at the event about crime.
You've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, that's what's going on. And you know, she spends most of her time covering the President of the United States. The other thing to keep in mind, too, is if I was here in August, the number one story was abortion. And after Bill Roe v. Wade, what else is the Supreme Court capable of doing? They got to get her take away same-sex marriage and all this other stuff. Nobody's talking about that anymore. It's the highest I've seen it is fifth on anyone's list of things they care about. I believe that this red wave is reprimed. It's not a hope. It's not a fear. I think it's a fact. I mean, do you?
Yes, and I agree with you on polling. The thing that I think is interesting, and I also think it could shoot Democrats in the foot, is how much they're spending on ads that focus on abortion. And it's so fascinating because the number one, two, and three issue are the economy, and then you get to crime, and then you get to education, and then there's some sort of, like, you know, democracy in hangs in the balance type polling in there as well. But abortion is really slipping, and it is an issue that when you look at who cares about the issue, you always think that the people that are being polled saying that it's so important to them are pro-choice people, but there are a lot of pro-lifers that are undercounted when it comes to where that is in their
and they're organized over the last 50 years.
Yeah, that came across on the show this morning when we were asked about abortion. The gentleman says, yeah, because I'm pro-life. So when you talk about threats to democracy, there's plenty of conservatives that feel like what the socialists and others are doing is a threat to our republic.
Yes.
So they can cut in both directions. You want to hold an election where one side says it's abortion, January 6th, and the weather, meaning climate change, as their top issues, versus crime, inflation, the border, mm-hmm. and what happens in your kid's school? Good luck. Brian, I was with you. I feel like the media was just cheerleading for a change in the narrative, so much so that the blue check marks created an environment where some of us doubted whether or not a wave like this was possible. And it was always a mirage from that they created, that people were interested in those topics. They came and went. When people vote, they're going to vote for things that really affect them. Right. And I think it will bode well for Republicans.
So you just have your book out. My paperback's coming out October 25th. No, November 12th and 13th, I'm going to be in Brandon, Mississippi. Let's go to Brandon. And then we're going to, on Sunday, go to Tulsa, Oklahoma. And on December 2nd, I'm going to be in Newark, New Jersey, at the New Jersey Performing Arts Center. And the question is, will Carly Shimkus and Pete Hegseth be joining me? Carly, you're 50-50 on this, right? Because you might be moving.
Well, I may be in labor, but I also am moving. So
right.
Depending on those two things.
Wait what second, kind of excuses labor? Are those?
Right. I mean, labor, that's 3 months early.
I was exaggerating a little bit.
Right.
For dramatic effect.
Well,
I am moving right around that time. But I do think I'm so flattered that you would even want me to join. So I would.
And you know how I would. Because what we do is I try to take all the books, the history books. But now instead of just rolling tape and giving an idea what it's about, I bring them to life with actors who have no experience but want to recreate key moments and passages in this book, whether it's Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers, George Washington, Secret Six, Thomas Jefferson, Tripoli Pirates. And to be able to talk to you about your book, The Battle for the American Mind, which we'll talk about after, I've asked Pete to possibly join us in one of those moments to bring to life American history.
Brian, I am so nervous about this.
Is it a yes?
It's a 100% yes.
Oh, wow.
Friday night, December 2nd, I'll be there with you. I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do.
Right.
Which is really scary.
Play a prominent person in American history.
He's been talking about it.
So are we talking costumes as well?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
And I don't think people move on Friday night, Carly.
I have the perfect thing for Carly, too. And I got you probably more than one. Because now I realize, Allison, you saw the last one. Instead of just doing, how many did we do last time? We did two. It was so well. By the way, when I first brought it up, Pat O'Rourke and Rick Thatcher helped me out, the MC and the comic that opens. And they were all in, but a lot of people were like, I don't think that's going to work. It was so overwhelming. Allison, be honest. In Albany, how did it go?
It was very entertaining. You're also forgetting that you've known Pat and Rick since you were a child. So
right.
It's like high school, so grandma's friends, they're having a good time.
True.
But I think you'd blend right in there, both of you, Carly.
I stole it from Mike Rowe, is 6 Degrees, where he walks in and out of history to talk about how everything's related. And I said, how great would that be on stage?
So what roles would you choose for Pete? Or do you not want to reveal this?
No, more roles for – we need Carly.
Oh, I got Carly. I got Carly with the Tripoli Pirates.
I'm joining forces with you, Brian, to recruit Carly Shimkus
right.
on stage.
But we'll talk after about your book and everything, and then you have an opportunity to buy the book.
Very cool.
And get it number one again.
We'll do it.
Is New Jersey ready for you? Because they just lost you.
They did, but I'll come back.
You'll come back. You moved.
I did.
Okay, I will do it.
There we go. That's all I need. All I have to do is get that in writing. Not that I don't trust the radio show and a commitment that we could play back. Back in a moment.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation, 800-816-9499. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-816-9499. That's 800-816-9499. Again, 800-816-9499.
Spooktacular savings going on now at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive, where they offer free estimates and are about 30% less than the national average. Mako also works with most major insurance companies. So whether it's a dent or a ding, a minor fender bender, or a full body repair and paint job, Mako has you covered. Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. Whether it's harvest theme or Halloween, decorate your home for the fall with Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture with vintage holiday decor. There's lots of Halloween decorations to choose from, plus clothing and costume jewelry, including earrings, necklaces, pins, and rings. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. It has been an especially violent week for police across the U.S.
The violence includes the deaths of two Connecticut police officers and the wounding of a third, even as the number of officers has dropped in the past 2 years. The number of those being targeted and killed is on the rise. Organizations that track violence against police say 56 officers have been killed by gunfire so far this year. That's up 14% from this time last year and about 45% from this time in 2020. Polls show rising crime is among the top concerns for voters about to cast ballots in the midterm elections. Bob Agner reporting.
President Biden is touting his efforts to lower prescription drug costs. He did that Friday as part of his three-day Western tour this week. Mr. Biden is hoping to counterbalance more bad news about inflation in the remaining weeks before the November midterms. Parents of a teenager who died from fentanyl are suing Snapchat over his death.
14-year-old Alexander Neville used the app to find a drug dealer who would provide him with a pill unknowingly laced with fentanyl. His parents say that Snapchat facilitates the overwhelmingly majority of lethal fentanyl sales by failing to remove dangerous accounts from their app. The company says it's working on banning drug dealer accounts and blocking search results involving drug keywords. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Britain's new Treasury chief acknowledged mistakes made by his predecessor and suggests that he may reverse much of Conservative Prime Minister Liz Truss's tax-cutting plans in order to bring stability to the country after weeks of economic and political turbulence. Jeremy Hunt was brought in Friday to replace Kwasi Kwarteng as Treasury chief and restore order in Truss's administration, and he warned of, in his words, difficult decisions yet to come. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tagorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Hong Kong leader John Lee says he will only implement United Nations-imposed sanctions after the U.S. warned the territory's status as a financial center could be hurt if it acts as a safe haven for U.S.-sanctioned individuals.
Lee's statement was made after a luxury yacht connected to Russian tycoon Alexei Mordashov, who has been sanctioned by Washington, docked in the city. A U.S. State Department spokesperson said that the, quote, possible use of Hong Kong as a safe haven by individuals evading sanctions from multiple jurisdictions further calls into question the transparency of the business environment. Hong Kong authorities have said they won't implement unilateral sanctions imposed by other governments.
Jeremy House with that report. Two of New Zealand's largest ski areas have been placed into a type of bankruptcy proceeding following a disastrous winter season with barely any snow. More news and analysis at townhall.com. The union question is coming to Home Depot.
The Federal Labor Board has scheduled a November vote on a petition from Home Depot workers in Philadelphia to form what could be the first store-wide union at the world's largest home improvement retailer. The National Labor Relations Board said the vote will take place November 2nd at the Philadelphia store. The count will take place 3 days later. Home Depot said it has an open-door policy for workers to bring their concerns to leadership and that it believes unionization is not the best solution. John Scott reporting.
According to an initial tally by the National Labor Relations Board, workers at an Apple store in Oklahoma City voted to unionize, marking the second unionized Apple store in the U.S. in a matter of months. It was the store at the Penn Square Mall in OKC, and they voted to be represented by the Communications Workers of America. The vote was 56 to 32. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Fox News headquarters in New York City. Always seeking solutions, never sowing division. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show, 1-866-408-7669. Thanks so much for being here all week long. We've come to you from 40th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, heard around the country, heard around the world. This hour, we're going to be joined by Geraldo Rivera and Josh Krasauer of Axios, also a Fox News contributor, as we get closer and closer to Election Day. I love what Axios writes. They write, the President of the United States doing targeted appearances rather than big rallies. As if he had a choice. He could call a big rally in the biggest arena. Not many people are coming. That's not his thing. And the reason why Obama did so many and Trump did about 18 over the last year is because he sells out. It accomplishes the goal. Axios doesn't seem to be acknowledging there's a little difference in draw power. Big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Sponsored by Crunch Fitness. Interested in owning your own business in a growing $30 billion industry? Check out Crunch Fitness at crunch.com.
Number three.
The FBI ran amok under the Comey leadership. They utilized both myself
and the Steele dossier to continue to get warrants with absolutely no foundation, and they turned this country upside down.
And we're all seeing in the courtroom, that was George Papadopoulos, stunning. That's how I characterize what's happening at the Durham trial as they grill Igor Deshenko, and we learn more about the depth of corruption around the hoax and the FBI.
Number two.
The foundation of what we announced yesterday is to reduce the amount of irregular migration so that people can avail themselves of the lawful pathway.
That is Secretary of Homeland Security Alexander Alejandro Mayorkas talking about this new Venezuela policy, which is essentially remain in Mexico. The problem with it, nobody told Mexico. Because when we returned him yesterday, Mexico says, we're not taking him. Nice plan, Joe. Keep up the good work.
Number one.
The Saudis could convey to us, both privately as well as publicly, their intention to reduce oil production. We made clear that that would be the wrong direction.
Right. And what a forceful, inspirational speaker. Am I correct? Blame Saudi, vilify Republicans. That seems to be the response from the administration as our economy is roiled, interest rates rise, inflation remains high, and all energy costs soar. However, this week's economic numbers are take a back seat. Because it's all how you feel. You don't really need me to tell you how the economy is. Geraldo Rivera, we need you, co-host of the Five, Fox News contributor. He's in Ohio because he heard that the Guardians were going to eventually come home to play the Yankees in Game 3. Geraldo, welcome back.
You know, I have a real moral dilemma, Brian. I've been a Yankee fan since I delivered the Long Island Press at age 14 and was rewarded with tickets to the bleachers of Yankee Stadium. But the Guardians, I must say, with the smallest payroll in the major leagues, the youngest team in the major leagues, has definitely captured my heart. So I've decided to remain neutral until the winner emerges, and then we'll root for whoever that is.
Which will likely play the Astros, it seems. The Astros seem to be, what a franchise. Even when they're not cheating, they tend to win. We'll see what happens in Game 2. They got rained out yesterday. They're going to play at 2 o'clock this afternoon and see if people care about baseball again. I think Judge helped a lot of people get re-involved with the sport. But let's talk about what's happening. And most people aren't focusing on this at the Durham trial. I'm wide open to rhetoric. I'm not into people going off and just saying how bad the FBI is or how great Republicans are or Democrats are. But what's emerging in this courtroom, last time with Sussman, I don't care if they was convicted or not, and now Sussman walks over and tells the FBI, I'm just a little concerned as an American citizen. I got this dossier and I got this information about Donald Trump being compromised by Russia. You do what you want with it. And then we find out that Deshenko is taking calls from Dolan. Charles Dolan is a friend of the Clintons who worked for the Clintons in Russia. And he's telling Deshenko things. Deshenko's calling Christopher Steele. And Dolan admits yesterday on the stand, I made everything up. Deshenko says, I don't know if it's true. And Christopher Steele says, my dossier, even for $1 million, the FBI offered $1 million. I can't prove it's true. Geraldo, out of everything you've seen in law school, are you surprised everything I'm telling you is true?
I'm not surprised because I was shoulder to shoulder with President Trump during that period. And I think it was really very, very viciously unfair how he was attacked and what turned out to be that.
We never had this detail before. $1 million to prove to tell Christopher Steele for $1 million, would you please verify this? And he said, no, I can't. Really?
Well, the whole origin of it is so rotten. Yeah. And, I broke with the president when he decided to defy the constitutional order and refuse to accept the judgment of the American people in the November 2020 election. But I must say that he was driven crazy by all of these phony investigations and probes and scandals that turned out to be hoaxes or Democratic created false information. That's why William Barr became Attorney General, to help protect President Trump against these really vicious and phony attacks. And he's my favorite guy in D.C., Bill Barr, really an honorable man. And, he was absolutely straightforward and correct on all these issues. But the treachery and the partisan terrorism that happened and happens in our country far too much from both sides. It's something I know that your program now is promoting the fact that you don't create division, and I love you for that. You know, because we need straight shooters. We need people who are moderate in the middle and listen to both sides. But what happened to Trump in the early days with the Steele dossier and everything else is really a scandal and a stain that will live forever. Just as his actions on January 6th is a stain that will live forever.
But yeah, but this was going on for 3 years. One was one day. The FBI paid Igor Deshenko. Get this: the FBI paid Igor Deshenko $200,000 to serve as a confidential source, as the Democratic operative admits he lied under oath about the team Trump in the Steele dossier. So he's being tried at the same time he's on the FBI's payroll, who is maneuvering behind the scenes to upend the presidency before it starts and when it started. And in the backdrop, and I was thinking about this, I am the biggest critic of Vladimir Putin on the planet. I do think he's Hitler. I do think he's just as bad and just as ruthless. And hopefully he's not going to be able to do what Hitler did. That I think he's evil. But do you realize how much damage came between two nations? Because we could not even deal with Russia because we were alleging that a president was colluding with another country to upend our electoral process. So we couldn't even – every president couldn't even meet with them. And they're trying to say, yeah, you know, we bought some Facebook ads. If they were being honest, they'd say, we bought some Facebook ads, and we absolutely probably wanted you to win. We hate Hillary Clinton. But we gave them so much credit for delivering an election that they almost deserve no credit in playing a role in, but it poisoned the relations to the point of no return.
Well, I don't know if that was the effect, because I think Putin was poisoned in his brain from the get-go. He didn't need American domestic politics to make him crazy and become that person that you described. What he has done, what Vladimir Putin, just to shift the focus to
Ukraine,
the real evil and Ukraine, what he has done, in he is a mass murdering dog.
He is.
And what really distresses me no end is how some conservative commentators are rooting for Russia and Putin. They want Russia to win. What the hell is that about? How can you be a patriotic, you know, lover of our country and of the international world order and cheer on someone who is a megalomaniac who thinks that he can, you know, with impunity change the borders and invade a sovereign country and expected the world to acknowledge and accept his, you know, ruthless imperialism? I think it is beyond the pale, and I don't know how any, as I said, you know, real lover of our country and patriotism, what we stand for, can abide.
Well, I firmly see World War II fingerprints happening again. We look the other way. We think we can appease, and they just take from Georgia to Crimea, and then this. I'm with you, but I think you're overstating what some conservatives are saying. They don't necessarily want Russia to win. They want talks, and they want it to end. They don't think we should be involved. That's their argument.
Well,
it's
even,
not my
even
argument.
Even Elon Musk, who is my number one favorite entrepreneur. I root him on. I want him to own Twitter and whatever else he wants to own. But when he says that the negotiations should start with the premise that you know, troops should remain in place as they are today, what he does is seed he's a third of all of its industrial, you know, facilities, the nuclear plants, and it rewards the kind of vicious imperialism that we thought that the United Nations and the European Union and the NATO and all the rest of these international organizations had put an end to. It is
right.
Putin's actions are indefensible.
Yeah, for example, yeah, Mexico decides, hey, we want Texas, Arizona back, and we don't ever think,
exactly.
You know, we don't like the way you took California, and then they occupy it, and then they say, well, hey, America, why don't you negotiate? No, we're not going to negotiate. You just decided to forget about 220 years of history. I'm not going to do that. So that's how I feel. I'm 100% with you on this. About the actual war itself, on the ground, the Ukrainians are using Western tactics. They're not squaring off with the Russians. They'll surround them and make them get out. And that's what could be happening in Kherson and wiping them out. And it turns out their most inexperienced forces are on the front lines, which is stunning. Here's what General Keane told me this morning, Cut 31.
What the Ukrainians have done is they've cut off access to the city by dropping all the bridges and damaging them and literally forcing the Russians to be at siege. In other words, they're being cut off from their supplies. Ukrainians do not want to go into the city and fight building by building and block by block because they know that's casualty producing. They'd much rather squeeze the Russians and force their withdrawal. And that is likely what will happen, and we'll see that unfold over the next few weeks.
So, and then can you imagine getting more land? And then what he can do? He's using Iranian kamikaze drones terrorizing urban centers. Why are we not pressuring Iran? Why are we not why are we not standing up for the men and women who are being massacred in the streets? Over 200 have been killed for standing up and trying to get their rights back. We're not doing anything.
Well, I agree with you, Iran. Let me just say, P.S., Jack Keane is the best military analyst on television today. And I think that those interviews regularly scheduled between you and him are really very, very eye-opening, and people should listen because it's a very astute analytical approach to the war. But in terms of what the Ukrainians are doing against what was thought to be one of the great armies.
Yeah, we're losing him, right? It sounds like. I know Geraldo's even been taken hostage. Has he been taken hostage against his will? And if so, Geraldo, what would it take to free you? How much money do we have in the budget, Allison, if it is a hostage situation? Do we have money?
For Geraldo, endless amounts.
Right. So we'll go into overdraft to free him. And, you know, I, of all times, why doesn't this ever happen when we're arguing? He was actually giving me a compliment, and we lose him. Why does this happen? That's just kind of week I'm having.
It's like the radio god saying, no, Brian, we're not going to be in your favor.
Right. How dare you?
I think he might be back now.
Geraldo, are you back?
I'm back. Sorry, I'm on the freeway heading toward D.C. We're in Pennsylvania right now in the hills of Beaver Falls. So anyway, I think the Ukrainians, what they're doing, you know, I've been a military war correspondent for decades. I've covered basically every conflict on the planet since my first international assignment, the coup in Chile, then the Yom Kippur War, and everything that's happened since. I have never, ever, maybe with the possible exception of what the Israelis have managed to do, but I've never, generally speaking, never seen as wonderful, as effective, as amazingly underdog against the big dog. I've never seen a better military campaign than that conducted by Zelensky and the brave Ukrainian patriots. They are taking back their country, and Russia is falling apart. Their soldiers are demoralized.
They are, and we keep hearing about how demoralized they are. Yep.
It is amazing what they've managed to do, and I call on the United States to do even more along with the European Union and Britain. But
yeah,
Iran, I absolutely agree that we are not paying enough attention to the heroic women of Iran who are standing up against the repression of the regime. I have always thought that Iran got the short end of the stick. We gave the Saudis much too much credit. But Iran is now exposed as being brutal, anti-humanitarian, anti-women. They are, Neanderthal in their approach to gender equality. It is disgusting what they're doing, what they did to kill these young girls who want only to have the freedom that they see on television every day in every other country, not to be wear hijab if they don't want to. I think we're not paying nearly enough attention.
Right.
This could be the reverse of the Khomeini revolt that threw the Shah out. Maybe this is the beginning of the end of the theocratic regime that has run Iran in the decades since.
All right. Now, Geraldo, are you on the five tonight?
No, next week. next week.
All right, next week. So lay out your outfits. I don't want to be in a big rush to get to it because you have to catch a plane. And hopefully the Yankees will dispose of your Guardians and they could focus on the Astros. Geraldo Rivera, thanks so much.
Down with the Astros.
We agree on that. Back in a moment.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Ad paid for by OpenChart Concepts. Attention firefighters, members of the military, and airport workers. For decades, first responders and firefighters at military bases and airports used a chemical-based foam to fight fires. Studies have shown the chemicals used to make aqueous film-forming foam, or AFFF, are highly toxic to humans and have been associated with several types of cancer. If you or someone you know was exposed to AFFF and were diagnosed with any of these cancers, including kidney, bladder, prostate, pancreatic, lymphoma, leukemia, testicular, and neuroendocrine, then you should call us immediately because you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us at 800-459-3919. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call us now, 800-459-3919. Operators are standing by 24/7, so don't wait. 800-459-3919. That's 800-459-3919. Again, 800-459-3919.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. David Lee Roth, otherwise known as Diamond Dave, and the original singer of Van Halen, has just released another new studio live rendition of a Van Halen song, taking the classic tune for a new spin.
We're talking about love, just like I told you before.
A source with David Lee Roth says these songs were recorded live to tape and are no samples, no auto-tune. This new track was released less than 2 weeks after Roth dropped his live rendition of Panama. He's got Al Estrada on guitar, Ryan Wheeler on bass, and Francis Valentino on drums, and cut both tracks during what's been described as a whirlwind session at Henson Recording Studio in L.A., where he laid down 14 songs in 2 hours. As far as a long-rumored tribute tour to Van Halen, David Lee Roth still seems to be teasing one. Time will tell. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
This is House Call for Health. Some patients are finding it hard to fill their Adderall prescriptions. Consumers and pharmacies across the country reporting a shortage of the drug, commonly used to help treat people with attention deficit disorder. Dr. Robert Schulman, head of psychiatry at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago, says the shortage is starting to scare some patients, especially during this back-to-school season.
Patients can't get their medicines, and we get a lot of phone calls, so it's a lot of extra work, and the patient has to call around the pharmacies or look and see where there is a supply.
He believes the scarcity is due in part to higher demand, abuse of the medication, and FDA limits. The FDA is not currently sounding the alarm on an Adderall shortage, and experts remind patients to continue filling prescriptions only at licensed pharmacies and with medical professionals. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now,
from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
One of the forgotten players in the Watergate scandal that brought down the Nixon administration was Democrat Speaker of the House Carl Albert of Oklahoma. Standing only 5'4", he was known as the Little Giant from Little Dixie. In 1992, Albert recalled meeting future presidents Nixon and Kennedy on his first day of Congress.
Nixon walked across from the Republican side of the aisle and shook hands with me and asked me if he had a college contest similar to the high school, and I won that one. And he asked me if I was the one who won that contest. I said, yes. He said, well, he tried out for it later on, but he didn't get that far. John Kennedy came over to me and introduced himself, and he said, are you the Oklahoma boy that was a Rhodes Scholar? I said, yes. He said, well, I met several Rhodes Scholars. So I met them both the first day.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
How I like to describe, like, the ghost pronouns, it's like a further, deeper description of my gender personally. Another one of our alters, Gabe, he also uses a ghost self sometimes. He could technically be considered a ghost because of his source, but also because of his source, he doesn't consider himself a ghost. But he uses it because of that. I personally use it because it's just more comfortable for me and better describes how my gender feels to me.
Ghost? I am so confused. This is pronoun mania. The libs of TikTok put it out, right? So yeah. What? And this is the group that's banned from Twitter?
No, I mean, the libs, they tweet this stuff out. They're not banned. They're on there. They'll post out these crazy videos
what
of people.
If you can't, it's okay. But what is she talking about?
It's the pronoun ghost and ghost self. So I guess instead of a he, she, you know, they, them, whatever, she likes ghost because it's her ghost self. I didn't do a deep dive down the rabbit hole of why she identifies as a ghost, but we can do that if you so desire.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
I don't disagree with you.
Can ghosts be male or female?
That's a good question. I think we should maybe try to book this woman, or this ghost, I'm sorry, and ask her.
Right, that's how she feels.
Why does she identify?
Does she feel that you could, does she feel too good for us?
Is this just an October thing around Halloween?
Right. Is it trying to sell?
Will she be a turkey in November?
Right. So we should stay on top of this story.
We should.
Could you put your best person on it?
Will do. Eric's all over it.
All right. And have Pete. Pete's so much better than Eric.
Leader Hosen for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. you get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Dust off your lederhosen for the return of Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay on Saturday, October 15th. It's fun for the whole family with live music, games, beer, food, and most importantly, the costume contest. Purchase tickets and learn more at turtlebay.org.
Mouth to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Biden's fall flex. In the first October of their midterms, President Obama did 12 rallies across the country. President Trump, in the October of his first midterms, did 15 rallies across the country. President Biden, zero big rallies in the October of his first midterms. Instead, the Biden flex is using executive authority. We, of course, saw his pardons on pot, and we, of course, saw his actions on student loans. So the why it matters of this is that President Biden is avoiding big settings where he could hurt a Democrat in a place that he's not particularly popular, where his polls are underwater, and instead is using executive action, executive authority to project accomplishment and Democratic power.
So that was Mike Allen of Axios, founder, and he says that that's the deal. That is a tactic for Joe Biden to do smaller venues where he raises money rather than big events. I think we're missing one elephant in the room. You could have a big event, and you could schedule it. I don't know who's showing up. He has never been a big draw. And one of his great assets during the pandemic was he never had to be. Josh Krasauer joins us now, senior political correspondent at Axios. Hey, Josh, the reason why he's not doing what Obama and Trump did is no one would come. Are we forgetting that?
Well, look, that's a factor, certainly. But I would also point, Brian, where Biden is doing these smaller campaign events, California, Oregon, Colorado. These are some of the bluer states on the map. So it's not just the size of these events, but it's also the fact that it's hard to find a lot of states. The battleground map that we're looking at, there are not a lot of candidates on the Democratic side that want President Biden for a political event in their states. You have to go – really, Oregon is the most political of these events, and that's a state that was one of the most Democratic states in the country in the last election.
And Arizona, for example, might be a benefit. Trump was there. He has no problem going to Michigan. A place that he lost. He lost both those states, but he'll get 18,000, 22,000, and that's a huge difference. Not many people want to hear Joe Biden talk.
Yeah, I mean, well, look, one thing that Obama and Trump had in common, Brian, is that they had strong support from both of their parties' bases. Whatever you think about President Biden, that's not the type of politician that he is. He doesn't engender maybe a strong opposition, as Obama did when you look at the numbers back in 2010 and let that midterm election. But he certainly isn't engendering the strong support that Obama or Donald Trump did when he was president. And that's a problem politically because, you know, to win a midterm, to do well, to beat the odds in the first midterm of your presidency, you got to get your voters to the polls. There, Democrats, by the way, are hoping that the issue of abortion, that's going to drive right. Some of their voters out and make it less about the president himself. But that's a big risk to take, and it's not been the norm. We've seen two presidents before Biden getting their turnout, getting a lot of folks to the polls based on their own popularity in with the base of the party.
So, Josh, the other thing is you have Mandela Barnes making it clear, I need help from Barack Obama. He's asking Obama to help me. He's trailing by about 4 points on most polls to Ron Johnson. And do you think President Obama seems to be hesitant to get involved now? What are you hearing?
Yeah, that sometimes when you get into silly, when you get to the late part of the campaigns, you see a lot of candidates throwing up what I would call Hail Mary passes. They know they're down and they're trying to kind of come up with some ideas or they're airing desperate attack ads or asking for famous politicians to come and help them out. Look, Obama has not been engaged in the midterm elections at all. And that race in Wisconsin, Brian, is moving towards Ron Johnson. If you look at all the public polling out there and all the conversations I've had with operatives involved in those in that big Senate race, so like the notion that Obama would go to one event and just do it for Mandela Barnes strikes me as a little bit unlikely. And I also looked at that story and it sounded like Mandela Barnes wasn't just asking for Barack Obama, but he was asking for Joe Biden. He was asking for Kamala Harris. He was asking for literally anyone who would come to Wisconsin to help him out. I mean, Mandela Barnes, if he has any chance of winning, he needs to make it about not about national trends. He should make it about the campaign itself against Ron Johnson. But the fact that he's looking for these national Democratic figures to campaign for him shows just how, you know, challenging he's facing a time against Senator Johnson.
And Josh, the problem is, and I'm not telling you anything you don't know, is the issue is no longer how bad police are and have to be reimagined. It is scrubbed by website of any anti-law enforcement. Please don't mention zero cash bail, and law and order is now a key plank of what matters to people by almost all surveys. That puts guys like Mandela Barnes in trouble and John Fetterman in trouble.
Absolutely, Brian. If Republicans take back the Senate, it's going to be on the issue of crime. The economy is the mood music. Obviously, that's the biggest issue for most voters. But the issue in these individual races that are going down to the wire, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, it's the crime issue. And it's the issue of having candidates, especially Barnes in Wisconsin, that are well out of the political mainstream on that topic. There was a story actually in the Milwaukee newspaper just this week that Mandela Barnes went on Russian television, went on the RT channel to call for defunding the police 5-6 years ago. And that's a clip in the biggest newspaper in the whole state of Wisconsin. So this is the type of they're candidates of Republicans. Mitch McConnell's talked about candidate quality. He's worried about a couple of Republican candidates in these big battleground races. Clearly, Mandela Barnes has been a problem for Democrats, and he's underperforming where Democrats should be in Wisconsin.
Let's go, if I can, pivot to Arizona. I'm fascinated by Kari Lake, who had a tough primary, now 50-50, flat-footed tie. And the Democratic opponent does not want to debate her. Said flat out, I don't want theatrics. Really? Okay. And Blake Masters, I only saw clips, but by most reviews, did himself great benefit by really preparing and going aggressively at Mark Kelly. How close is Masters to Kelly?
So we reported at Axios that Peter Thiel, who's a big backer of Blake Masters, has funded his primary campaign, that he's close to putting in a bunch of money to help Blake Masters out, but that Mitch McConnell and the Mitch McConnell aligned super PAC has decided not to spend additional money in Arizona. So I always like to say follow the money, the polls are important, but also follow where the money is going. And I was the fact that McConnell's not spending in a lot of big states and isn't spending in Arizona, isn't going back in Arizona to spend money, he seems to think that Masters is going to have a tough time winning. But look, Arizona's a swing state. It's a state that's probably in this political environment should want to vote Republican. It's a question about the candidates. Certainly Masters in the Senate race. Now, Democrats have a candidate issue also in the governor's race with Katie Hobbs, who doesn't want to debate Kari Lake. Lake is taking attacks for, being outside of the mainstream of the Republican Party in Arizona and getting attacks on abortion. But, you think the Democrat would want to debate Kari Lake, right? You would think that would be an opportunity for Democrats to get their points across. And the fact that Katie Hobbs seems to be scared of debating Kari Lake is a good sign for the Republicans in the governor's race.
Oh, yeah, but as a broadcaster, she's extremely experienced and confident. And I know she's got a hard time with other Republican outlets or right-wing outlets, and she's stood up to the fire. Now, the whole thing with Donald Trump, I find it fascinating. For the most part, he's done tactically what everyone asked him to do, low profile up to Election Day. And his candidates are now getting money from him on a super PAC he just formed, and he's flooding him with dollars. How much is at stake for Trump?
Yeah, I think it comes down to the win-loss record in those big states where he endorsed candidates that were started out as underdogs and then they ended up winning the nomination, and now we're looking at their general election win-loss record. So we're looking at Herschel Walker in Georgia, we're looking at Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, and we're looking at Blake Masters in Arizona. All those races are close. Herschel Walker certainly has a chance to win in Georgia. Oz is doing, he's got momentum in Pennsylvania. In Masters, we'll see what happens, but it sounds like the gap is closed a little bit, at least in Arizona. So look, if Trump goes 3-0 in those big races, that would be good news for Trump and his chances of running again and having a strong political future. If he goes 0-3 in very winnable races, that might change a lot of party officials' minds about Trump's popularity with swing voters and a lot of these the most important voters in our national politics.
Here is the President of the United States in a tough spot because he's got some pretty miserable outside jobs, economic numbers. Tell me if you think this is a good tactic, Cut 13.
Republicans are going to make you working middle-class folks pay higher taxes than the biggest corporations. And by the way, in every single piece of legislation I've gotten passed with the help of the people here, we have not raised the tax on anybody making less than $400,000 a year. Republican wins, inflation is going to get worse. It's that simple.
They also blame the Saudis, Vladimir Putin. He also said the oil companies are greedy. So do you think the American people, how do you think they're going to respond to the president's explanation on the economic challenges?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of, the Democratic playbook, talking about we're going to hike taxes on the wealthy and not for the middle class. When inflation is as bad as it is right now, Brian, that is falling on deaf ears. People are looking at the grocery prices that have shot up in the last few months, the CPI index showing inflation is not being restrained. It's just gas prices are going up again, by the way, across the country and at the worst possible time politically for this administration. So that, the independent voters that make up their minds in the last couple of weeks that may not pay attention to politics as closely as you and I do, they're pocketbook voters. They're voters that are attuned to the economy more than almost anyone. And they tend to break against the party in power. Things aren't looking good.
Josh Krasher is with us, Fox News contributor, also senior political correspondent at Axios. Josh, there's two things going on I'm just can't wait to get your take on. Number one, Lee Zeldin, according to the Trafalgar Four, according to Marist 8, down from 16, he's trailing Governor Hochul, winning on Long Island, winning upstate New York, 30% in New York City. That's actually the problem, but it's better than almost any other Republican since Pataki. And out in Oregon, the Republican with a four-point lead. These are blue states. They could see a Republican change. Does it mean just those races or something else?
No, it means that crime is a huge issue for voters. And it's actually most significant, Brian, in blue states, in these governor's races, right? So these are races that we're not talking about who's going to control the Senate or the House. It's about the local state and the crime and homelessness and disorder in some of these major cities across these big political battlegrounds. Republicans think that they have a very good chance of winning Oregon for the first time since 1982 because of crime and homelessness. I think you're right, Brian, about New York. I think Lee Zeldin is actually going to run a much more competitive race than the polls currently show because of just how rampant crime has been and how, frankly, it doesn't seem like the Democratic leadership in the city or the state has any control or any understanding about its significance. And it was a big, big issue in the local elections in 2021 where Republicans won in Long Island, won in some surprising areas. You see it, you know, in other blue states, other blue districts across the board. And those are areas where Democrats have full control. You can't blame Republicans. These are deeply blue states, deeply blue areas.
Right.
And the issue of crime is motivating Republicans. And you're not seeing as much intensity among Democrats because they're disillusioned with what's going on in their communities. And they're not worried about abortion as much because they know that they have Democratic control in the big picture. It's not going to change the local laws in their states.
So lastly, you know, for the longest time, I've seen the border. Bill Malusian's been at the border. Griff Jenkins does an incredible job at the border, just exposing what's happening. And the numbers don't lie. We're at unprecedented levels, 4 million in 2 years, almost 2 million this year already, 800,000 gotaways, the amount of fentanyl. But everyone seemed to be ignoring it outside when they all came to that bridge and the controversy with the Haitian immigrants. But now, since the shipping of illegal immigrants voluntarily to major cities like D.C., Chicago, most of all New York, and then Martha's Vineyard, thanks to the governor of Florida, people are paying attention again. How much does illegal immigrants matter? And I believe it does. When I saw Hochul call out the president to say Biden's got to take responsibility, there must be something on the internal polling that shows Democrats can't ignore it anymore. What are you sensing, Josh?
Yeah, I mean, it's an issue that is resonating in a lot of areas, but particularly in the border areas. And I always like to look at all these local races to see early smoke signals of what's happening in our politics. The Cook Report just moved two races that Hillary Clinton won by 20-plus points in 2016, moved them to toss-up races. That Democrats have held these districts for decades, and now Republicans either have momentum or actually the advantage.
Where?
Down the border in Texas, the Rio Grande Valley, Texas. right where Bill's been doing a lot of his great reporting. That is a smoke signal about how potent the issue. These are majority Hispanic areas. These are areas that are taking the brunt of the disorder and the chaos along the U.S.-Mexico border. And you're seeing these dramatic swings towards the Republicans in these very areas.
Josh Crasher, thanks so much. What are the shows you're going to do today?
I'll be on with Neil Cavuto on Fox Business. I'll be on with Martha McCallum this afternoon, breaking down all the polls, all the latest political developments in this crazy election year.
Yep, two great years, two great shows. Thanks so much, Josh. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian.
All right, when we come back, I'll open up the phones 1-866-408-7669 to finish up this hour. A lot of intrigue on 2022, the issues that need to be addressed. I care about the election, but I mostly care about what are they going to do when they get there and de-dress the problem. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Ad paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention Marines, military personnel, families, and contractors who were stationed at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune between August 1953 and December of 1987? You may be entitled to significant compensation. For nearly 34 years, those in the Marine Corps' base Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. North Carolina's procedural laws have prevented victims from getting the justice they deserve, but past passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow you or a loved one to file lawsuits seeking compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. Call today for your free consultation. 800-816-9499. Let our experienced attorneys fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Call 800-816-9499. That's 800-816-9499. Again, 800-816-9499.
Chest up, engage your core.
At Misty's gym, boot camp gets pretty close to the real thing. She wants to spot a personal trainer with a military background.
I can cover this week's boot camp, but we need someone staff. Is it your cousin Marine?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
A talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
President Biden spent the day here in Los Angeles, and we were thrilled about the traffic. Biden was in Brentwood tonight for a fundraiser with Nancy Pelosi, where tickets cost $5,000 per person. For five grand, I better get to watch Biden and Pelosi fight in a UFC ring. Apparently, the fundraiser this evening got a little awkward. Biden told aides that he didn't understand why so many men his age in Brentwood had brought their granddaughters to the dinner instead of their wives.
Did he really say that?
I'm pretty sure it was probably a joke. But, you know, he could have also said that. You never know.
He just says the most inappropriate stuff. Hey, Mike, listen to WNDB in Daytona. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I'm for Durham getting to the bottom of Russiagate. But to sit here and listen to you and all your guests talk about Danchenko being charged with five counts of lying to the FBI, They should hire him. Everybody in the FBI, Brian, is a liar. You look at Comey and Rosenstein. In fact, they did hire him. They paid him to lie to them. But Comey and Rosenstein lied to the FISA court. You got Baker. You got McCabe. You got Page. You got Strzok. Everybody on the seventh floor of the FBI is a big liar. And what are we doing about that, Brian?
Well, I will say this. This is going to happen. If they get the House and had they get the House, you'll see these whistleblowers front and center. And that's what we need. The good people at the FBI reporting the political partisans who are just hacks and evil and end up with MSNBC contracts. Thank Mike. Don't lose faith. Bruce, you're listening in York, Pennsylvania. Hey, Bruce.
Thank you. I'm glad what that guy just said. It kind of relates to what I was going to talk about. You know how we had the trial before in D.C. and three of the juries were like so bad. FBI, I don't give a damn. He's not guilty. Okay, there's my point. When they bring these trials, and thank God justice finally comes, and we're getting these trials out there, sooner or later the truth comes out. But if you bring it to a courtroom where the judges and the people in the courtroom are siding in one way.
Gotcha. I hear the frustration, hear the passion, understand it. Hey, by the way, if you want to hear some passion, frustration, and sound off, meet me on stage, BrianKilmeade.com. I'll be in Tulsa, Oklahoma on the 13th, on the 12th in Brandon, Mississippi. And December 2nd, Friday night, I'll be in Newark, New Jersey. See you there.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Artist was well known as a session guitarist who recorded solo albums, as well as working with a who's who of major artists in the 1970s and 80s. In a 1972 interview, Jesse discussed recording albums in the heyday of AM radio's programming demands.
To have to consider the fact that you're making a commercial product, have to consider the fact that you have to fit in line with the company's image, have to consider the fact that you have to try and get your record played on AM radio, is almost incredible limitation on a person's music, and I really find it very degrading personally. Do you bend to the way they want you to play, or do you be true to your music, your art? You know, it's so rough.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.